to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi killed.
The number one terrorist in all of Iraq is now dead.
The president hails it.
It's a victory in the global war on terror.
Who'll take up the banner?
Someone will step up to the plate by doing something outrageous.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. The announcement stunned a Baghdad news conference. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki with the first word that the most wanted man in his country, al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, had been killed hours before in a remote area about 30 miles northeast of the capital. The coalition commander in Iraq is General George Casey.
This happened in an airstrike that was conducted against an identified, isolated safe house.
CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin says intelligence paid off.
The air raid was the result of a tip that came from local residents that Zarqawi was in the area. The airstrike was apparently carried out by U.S. Special Operations Forces.
President Bush reacted to the death of Zarqawi a short time ago. For that, we go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president says justice has been delivered.
Now Zarqawi has met his end. And this violent man will never murder again.
Mr. Bush calls it a severe blow to al-Qaeda, but he again warns the U.S. still faces tough days ahead.
We can expect the terrorists and insurgents to carry on without him. We can expect the sectarian violence to continue.
The president will meet with his national security team at Camp David for 2 days next week to review Iraq's strategy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Two things ended the career of one of the world's most wanted terrorists.
Zarqawi's vanity contributed to his downfall.
mideast expert Adel Darwish says Zarqawi just had to compete with Osama bin Laden by making his own videos, which helped lead U.S. forces to him. And he says Zarqawi's Iraqi hosts may also have snitched once he began targeting Iraqi civilians. What now? Here's terrorism expert John Gearson.
The foreign fighters who are in Iraq aren't going to leave because Zarqawi has left the scene.
Maybe not, but there's no doubt the U.S. has scored a major propaganda victory.
Zarqawi became the most wanted man in Iraq by declaring his allegiance to al-Qaeda and launching a campaign of ruthless violence. Before she was wounded in a Baghdad bombing last week, CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier filed this report on his bloody career.
Zarqawi claimed responsibility for some of the worst violence this country has seen, including the massive attack on the United Nations compound in 2003, hauntingly caught on film by a CBS cameraman at a press conference. Zarqawi also attacked Shiite targets. His stated goal, to turn Sunni Muslims against Shiites and turn Iraq into a militant fundamentalist state. Zarqawi started the trend of grisly kidnappings and beheadings, with American Nicholas Burr his first victim. A string of other kidnappings followed, with the terrible executions then broadcast on the Internet.
Now Kimberly Dozier is spending her first full day back in the U.S. She's being treated at the National Naval Medical Center in Maryland, where she faces more surgery on her legs. The killing of Zarqawi hasn't curbed the violence in Iraq. Today, bombs hit a bustling outdoor market and a police patrol in Baghdad. At least 19 people were killed and more than 40 others wounded. Troops in Iraq are under tremendous stress, and the military's moved aggressively to deal with it on the battlefield. Live, CBS News correspondent Jim Shenaby.
Members of the 3rd Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division spent a hellish year in Iraq, seeing action in some of the most violent insurgent strongholds. Well, the Washington Post reports that by the time the brigade's 4,000 members returned home in January, as many as 800 had been flagged as at risk in a psychological screening. But 4 months later, fewer than 80 were still being treated. And psychologists credit an unprecedented program that involved battlefield therapy as well as follow-up care. Reporting live, Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Time on the CBS World News Roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. One is dead. Two others have been taken to the hospital following a crash on I-70 near Wadsworth yesterday.
We do have one male fatality as part of that accident, one person who was transported to the hospital, and two drivers who were uninjured as a result of the accident.
Susan Medina with Arvada Police. Investigators believe the driver of that van, a man in his 60s, may have suffered some medical problems which caused him to veer into the path of a semi. I-70 at Pecos back open this morning after a fatal accident that had shut things down. We'll get more in traffic in a minute. An unexpected twist to a routine garage fire. Littleton Fire Rescue responding to the blaze shortly after noon yesterday in the 8,000 block of South Logan. Police Sergeant Sean Dugan says the garage was fully engulfed when the crews got there.
Through the course of extinguishing the fire in the garage, and before the fire was out, they located a body in the garage on the floor. Unfortunately, that body has been identified as Jessica Elaine Meyer, 13-year-old female.
Police are treating it as a suspicious death until further investigation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, as you mentioned, eastbound I-70 is now completely reopened at Pecos after a pretty bad crash that had the highway shut down for over 5 hours. Speeds are pretty much back to normal in the area, but you are dealing with sun glare as you make your way eastbound across Brighton Boulevard, heading over towards the 270 interchange. Now, the rest of the highway drive is jamming up pretty early this morning. We also had a minor crash across C-470 heading eastbound just west of Quebec. That's now cleared from your highway drive, but you got a little bit of leftover slowing in the area. Southbound I-25 is also thick, heading south up in the north end between 104th Avenue and 84th. Today's forecast calls for highs up in the mid-90s. Yet again, currently we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can. On Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Claire Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268, extension 224.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts.
Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Tipped off.
Yeah.
By a resident.
Yeah, people start getting down on his case when he started indiscriminately killing civilians instead of killing us. But he is gone, and it's big news here this morning. If you want to weigh in on it, 303-713-7600. Do you think it'll stem the violence in Iraq, or do you think things will continue as a status quo? Is this as big a moment as the news media is making it out to be, as we feel that it is, or is it a propaganda moment for the administration? I feel it's a pretty big moment.
Absolutely, and I don't know that it does us any good to detract from it.
No.
We're not going to rob Bush's steam or anybody's steam by detracting from it.
So you don't think I should be a little bit cynical?
Well, maybe some of our callers have some healthy cynicism to offer us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little cynical that it'll stop things there. I mean, it'll slow things down, definitely, and it deals a blow to Al-Qaeda, and who knows what intelligence information they picked up at the site, which can help them, in other areas. And also a key lieutenant, spiritual advisor, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman.
He was killed as well.
Killed as well. So, two important hits there.
Yep.
In one morning.
It's good news, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
So,
I think we can cheer this, and we need some good news out of. We need some good news. Well, we need good news out of Iraq.
Yeah.
But does it change the overall picture of the situation there?
Well, it could change it just in terms of having something palpable, something solid that the Iraqi government can point to. See, look, we are providing security. See, we are making some inroads in stability in this country, and maybe it's something that we can parlay into more credibility that will help us get out of that situation.
And the Iraqi people can glom onto it, too.
I hope so.
I do, too. I mean, I don't think anybody, right or left, wants to see us lose.
Absolutely not. we all want a healthy, stable, secure Iraq, and we all want to get our troops out of there.
Yeah, get them home. So it's another step towards maybe coming home. Maybe it's not, or maybe we're overblowing it.
I hope so.
And maybe the media is overblowing it. I hope it is a step towards getting home.
Absolutely. It can't hurt. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it'll help us. So we got four lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to chime in on this. Will the will the airstrike killing of al-Zarqawi in Iraq, who is hailed as the godfather of sectarian killing, will it change the picture any significantly in Iraq, in your opinion? And does it make us any closer to coming home? Or will somebody just step in to take his place and we'll be back to the status quo within a matter of months? And your opinion about that. All right, so do you think it'll make a change? You hope so.
Well, I know that it'll make a change. This is a very welcome event, I believe. It's a tangible thing that we can point to, that the Iraqi government can point to, that says, listen, we are making headway in having a secure Iraq. And I think Zarqawi was a major target, and I think it's very helpful that he's out of the picture.
I think it'll definitely slow things down.
Even though there's a new prince that's going to come and take his place, even though it's like squeezing a balloon, the air is going to go someplace.
Right.
You know, the Al Qaeda is not going away, the insurgency is not going away, but symbolically, I think it's very useful. It's very welcome news.
I think it's welcome news too. But I hope that it does slow things down. I hope it does slow down the sectarian violence and a lot of the violence that's going on there. But there's so many other problems with the country. There's these militias, and there's all this lawlessness going on. A lot of it's not connected to Zarqawi at all. A lot of it has nothing to do with him.
It's spiraling out of control, and if there isn't something that is going to slow the momentum of this spiraling, we're going to be in a situation of diminishing returns there.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to have to start talking about how to get out ungracefully, you know, shirking our responsibilities to the problems we created there.
All right, let's go to Eric in Littleton, who's hanging on at 303-713-7600. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead, Eric. It's yours.
Todd. Good morning, Jay and Todd.
Hey.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
It's a little early for me to call and talk radio show right now. But I just, as I said to John, I hope you guys saw on CNN before he came on the air the interview that Soledad O'Brien just did with Nick Berg's father.
No, didn't see it.
Oh, I hope it's on Crooks and Liars is all I can say. I'll try to recount most of it, but the first question she asked him, Nick Berg was the first American beheaded over there, if I remember correctly.
Right, correct.
And it was all videotaped and all. She asked the father, you know, how do you feel about Zarqawi's, you know, death and this and that, knowing that he was the man who personally, you know, killed your son. And he clearly really took her by surprise when he said, well, I don't, you know, wish for the death of any person. I'm a pacifist and all this other stuff he was saying, and I feel no glee in this whatsoever. And she's like, well, I have to say I'm surprised by your tone of that response. And it went on from there. And she, you know, at one point she brought up the idea of America democratizing Iraq, and he kind of just laughed very loudly about democracy. We just, you know, we invaded their country and, you know, and all this stuff. And it was really good TV, and it was really strange watching Soledad O'Brien's responses to his question. He said, you know, listen, I'm a man, lost my son. I have nothing to fear in my life. I get death threats. People have shot at me. They send me a picture of my beheaded son's head. He goes, I have nothing to fear. I just go out there. I'm a pacifist and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I was like, raised my fist in the air, 1968 style, actually. I was unbelievable that they brought him on the air unless they had no idea whatsoever what he was going to say, which is probably would be hard to believe. I'm sure he's been outspoken since. But I would just recommend you search for that audio and videotape of this interview. I'm hoping it'll be on Crooks and Liars.
All right, we'll see if we can get it. We'll see if we can play it back.
All right, guys.
All right, Eric. Thanks, man.
Sure. Take care.
Okay. It's an unusual response.
It's kind of inspiring, actually.
It is inspiring. It's very inspiring.
I'm a pacifist.
Are you?
I am. Although in these types of situations, when it's already done, I feel like we got to make the best out of it.
I'm not sure what I am.
I'll make a good pacifist argument.
Thinking I'm a good pacifist argument? I'm not sure what kind of argument I could make. I'm not sure if I'm a pacifist or I'm not a pacifist. I believe in self-defense. I don't believe in this whole first strike type thing that the Bush administration puts forward. All right, we got a CBS News update coming up about Zakari, and then we'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. Jay and Todd for the final morning this week. So hang out with us until 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll get an update from CBS News and then get some traffic and be back with more of your phone calls.
CBS News update. I'm Chris Mavridis.
Coalition forces killed al-Qaeda terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
And this violent man will never murder again.
At the White House this morning, President Bush describes Zarqawi as one very bad guy.
He led a campaign of car bombings, assassinations, and suicide attacks that has taken the lives of many American forces and thousands of innocent Iraqis.
Zarqawi was eventually nailed at a safe house. CBS's David Martin says he was taken out by U.S. fighter helicopters and a pair of 500-pound bombs.
They got a specific tip, apparently from someone inside Zarqawi's own organization. And that tip said that Zarqawi would be meeting with his top aides in a specific house on the outskirts of Baqarba.
There was a $25 million price on Zarqawi's head. It's not clear who, if anyone, will cash in on that American reward money. CBS News update. I'm Chris Mavridis.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95, but I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Zarqawi's death is a severe blow to al-Qaeda. It's a victory in the global war on terror. And it is an opportunity for Iraq's new government to turn the tide of this struggle. A few minutes ago, I spoke to Prime Minister Maliki. I congratulated him on close collaboration between...
All right, there it is. There's George W. Bush talking about the death of Zakari. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6, high today, 89, partly sunny with thunderstorms. J. Marvin and Big Head Todd, last day of the week that Todd will be with us. And then you've got some stuff going on and won't be back until next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're becoming kind of like a semi-regular drop-in on the program.
I love being here. I love chatting with you, Jay.
So we'll
it's
just
been a great addition to my life, for sure, my routine.
So you're welcome here anytime.
Oh, I sure appreciate that. I'll be here every time I can be.
Yeah, door's open. All right. So now we're going to talk about Zarqawi, and let's get back and take some more phone calls here, and we'll go to Robert. I'm sorry. Let's go to Mike in Fort Collins, who's been hanging on. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so it's definitely a good thing that Zakari's gone, but my question is with Bush, he's having these two days of meetings with his Security Council. Do you guys think that he's going to try to use this to draw down the troops for political reasons?
Well... That's a very, very good question. It's a very good question about whether he's going to draw down troops for political reasons or not. Let's see what happens violence-wise. That's a big thing.
Right, because I know I've heard reports this morning that there's already been a couple bombs, you know, in Iraq in the last 24 hours. And, you know, just a business as usual.
Well, I'll tell you something. They say that the Al-Qaeda-inspired insurgency in Iraq is only between 5 and 7%, and that the rest of the insurgents that are causing trouble basically want us out of the country.
Right.
So is everything going to grind to a halt now? No, I don't think so.
Right. Well, what about this idea? Do you really think that just dropping a couple 500-pound bombs on this guy was really a good form of justice? I think I would have rather they captured him and stuck him in a box somewhere for everybody to see that, you know, You can't do this to anybody and get away with it. It's just, you know, the whole wrongness of just the idea. I think, you know, a couple bombs like that dropped on his head too quick.
Nothing's been neat and tidy in this war, has it?
What's that?
Nothing has been neat and tidy in this affair, has it?
Oh, definitely not.
I say kill him if you can.
Yep. All right.
All right?
Thanks, Jay. You guys have a good one.
Okay, see you later. All what right. do you say, Todd? Kill him if you can?
Unfortunately, a target like Zarqawi, you take what you can get, and use it. The quicker that you can have security there, the better. And unfortunately, it sounds like there's been some collateral loss of life.
I mean, they tracked him for a long, long time. They tried to catch him. They had him once, and he slipped out. I mean, I say, you know, if you got a shot at killing somebody that major, I say you kill him.
Yeah, I'm a pacifist, but unfortunately, I agree with you on this one.
Because what else can you do? You can't continue to let him carry on.
No, you can't.
The thing that troubles me about this is, okay, so, you know, the United States government will make a big deal about it. The Iraqi government will make a big deal about it. The right-wing talking heads will make a big deal about it. We'll all make a big deal about it. And to a certain degree, I think we should make a big deal about it. But where are we going to be in Iraq 3 weeks from now?
Probably in a very similar situation with maybe a smidgen of momentum. A smidgen more of momentum.
I mean, is anything going to really, change there?
Yeah, we still need to have this debate about how to get out.
Yep, we're still there. All right, let's go to, where are we headed here? Let's go to Lewis in Aurora. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? How you doing this morning?
Okay, man, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment a little bit about the Zarqawi death. I mean, I don't see anything changing. I don't see nothing, no changes. We heard the same rhetoric from this administration when Saddam Hussein was captured. We're going to stop to it. The violence is going to stop now, and it's nothing changing. There's nothing's going to change. There's a line of young Muslims from Lebanon to Damascus and from Damascus to Baghdad going to blow themselves up. That's where all these people are coming from. I mean, their ideology, the idea is not going to change. The ideology is not going to change. It just Zarqawi was the symbol, one of the symbols, and unfortunately, these people are going to turn around. Terrorists are going to turn around and going to make the best of it by by deifying this guy, making him like a murderer or whatever, you know?
Oh, like a martyr, you mean?
A martyr, yes, exactly.
Well, there are those who will make him a martyr for the cause. You're right about that. That always harks back. I tell the story on the air all the time. It's my favorite story about Abnul Reynoso Guzman. Admiral Reynoso Guzman, better known as Commander Gonzalo of the Shining Path, who rather than kill him, they put him in an underwater prison under a lake where nobody's seen him since. So he's not really a martyr because he's still alive.
But, exactly.
But still, I still go with what Todd says, that, you know what, we had to kill him. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate
you're
the
welcome.
Call.
You're welcome. See you, Jay. I love your show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate okay. it. Right? We had to kill him.
There's no choice with a person like him.
Yep. There's no choice at all. All right. Now, coming up, we got another CBS News update for you. Then we'll have Amelia Earhart with the traffic. Am I misreading the clock wrong? Do I still have another minute? I have another 40 seconds to go. This happens to me occasionally.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. I'm 40 seconds off, Todd.
Yeah.
My God, just think if I did this at Red Rocks on June the 10th.
You know, the thing is I hope that we can give credit, that the Iraqi government can gain credibility.
Yeah, me
that
too.
That they can get a handle on security there, that this will help in that effort. You know, there's going to be a line of terrorists, I know, but if the Iraqi government can gain some sort of credibility and get some momentum and security, that's going to be good news for everybody.
Yeah, I just want us to get out. I don't care how. All right, here we go. Let's get CBS News update.
CBS News Update, I'm Frank Setapani. Iraq's most wanted terrorist is dead. Iraqi reporters applauded when Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki broke the news a few hours ago. How much of a difference will the death of al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab Zarqawi really make? At the White House within the hour, President Bush called it a severe blow to terrorism, but not an end to the violence.
We can expect the terrorists and insurgents to carry on without him. We can expect the sectarian violence to continue.
CBS's David Martin tells us the air raid north of Baghdad that killed Zarqawi also took the lives of some of his top lieutenants.
The Iraqi prime minister said seven of Zarqawi's aides were killed in the strike. One of them was the spiritual advisor who had led U.S. intelligence to the area where Zarqawi was hiding.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq vowed to continue its holy war without Zarqawi. CBS News Update, I'm Frank Setapani.
All right, 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And so, Amelia, what do you think of the geopolitical ramifications of this development this morning?
Well, I agree with you guys. I think they did what they had to do.
Yeah, better off dead.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine the criticism that would have happened this morning if they had caught him and not killed him?
Yeah.
And then maybe he would have escaped, or who knows. But I think that they made the best possible decision in this situation.
Yeah, I do too. You think anything will change, though, in Iraq on the ground?
I think so. I think the next week should be pretty interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. How's traffic this morning?
Oh, luckily, not too much interesting out on the roadways. Just the heavy backups across southbound I-25, beginning in the Thornton North Glen Drive down south from 104th Avenue, heading down towards 84th. And yet again, as you make your way down between 58th Avenue and Spear, southbound lanes of I-225 are also jamming between Yosemite and that I-25 interchange. Now, if you use that Commerce City commute across 270, watch for heavy traffic eastbound between I-76 and Vasquez. The eastbound lanes of I-70 are also jamming up between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. Luckily, though, most of that sun glare is now diminished. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-90s, and we're already at 72 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Don't wait to make a difference. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan than to any other tutor. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now. Now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now we're talking today, Marvin's music. Big Head Todd.
I can't get no.
Yeah, Stones, man. 6:36, 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We'll send this one out to Zakowry. He can't get no nothing, man, because he's taking a dirt nap.
Well, he's with the Virgins.
We think.
Yeah. But we got to watch her talk about that sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, that's right, because it's not really cool.
There's not a lot of security in this building, is there?
All right, if you're just getting up this morning, an airstrike kills terrorist leader Al-Zakari. This is Abu Musab al-Zakari. He is dead. And do you think this will change things in Iraq and your feelings about it at 303-713-7600? J. Marvin here along with Big Head Todd Park Moore.
Got a great day today, man.
It's going to be a good day. You're right. I forgot to say that the high today, 89, partly sunny with thunderstorms. This is Todd's last day on the show this week.
Have rock and roll duty.
Because he's got rock and roll duty because he's got Red Rocks coming up June the 10th, which is this Saturday.
Yep.
A few tickets are available.
A couple are still left.
So you can get some and join us. I'm actually going to the first rock and roll concert I've been to in, good Lord, probably 20 years.
You were wondering if you got to wear a suit and tie.
No, that's not what I asked. I just asked if I could dress like this. I didn't ask if I had to wear a suit and tie.
It's a white-collar affair. Formal attire is requested.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to get up there and watch you do your thing.
Yeah. You're going to watch me sing my heart out.
Yeah, which you're great at.
Well, I've earned a living at it.
Yeah, more than
a living. And I am very good at it, yes.
Yeah, you are good. Good songwriter, too.
Thank
you. So we'll check that all out, and then Todd will be back. You'll be back on the program as soon as you can. You're going out of town, so you'll be back.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Be back on the program again for Todd and Jay Wednesday.
It's going to be killer.
It'll be a killer show. Because every Jay and Todd show is a killer. Right?
Dialogue is where it's at. I love dialogue.
Yeah.
I love talking with you.
And you kind of mellow me out.
Well, it's about changing consciousness, changing America.
Yeah, so you kind of mellow.
Yeah.
You kind of like, Jay, relax. It'll all be okay. Right?
Well, you get me fired up.
And I have the exact.
You get me agitated.
And I have the exact opposite effect on you. We're like, this is the relationship of the odd fellows here. This is like the weirdest pairing of radio in the history of Denver. Okay? This is it. I mean, really. Right? Isn't this the weirdest pairing?
It is. It's kind of like Don Quixote and Sancho Panza.
Yeah, it's weird. All right, back on the phones, and we go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
You guys have great vernacular rapport, by the way.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm going to comment a little bit about their calling. I think it's great. I think it's a good thing in the short term, in the interim. I don't think there's a great big need for celebration. I think the deputy's ready to step up. It'll make a difference, like I said, in the interim, but I think in the long term, you know, we still got all that over there and, you know, Civil War. You know, and like I said, I think it's a good thing, but in the long run, it may not have too much of an impact. And I think what I'm concerned with is not only over there, but what kind of an impact is it going to have in the States here? I'm more of an economist, you know, an analytical thinker, you know.
Well, the price of oil went down.
Yeah, the price of oil.
Yeah,
according to Al Jazeera, the price of oil has fallen Zarqawi's death.
I was watching the futures this morning on CNBC. Unfortunately, it's not doing anything for the rest of the market, but watching my other stocks get bludgeoned. But no, I'm more concerned with the short-term ramifications, if any, you know, here. You know, I watched Frist, you know, give his big pumped-up speech about our estate tax. Ooh, that really impacts me.
Yeah, and he did it all by videotape, too.
Oh, yeah.
The whole diagnosis.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, there's not 2,000 or 3,000 other issues on the table that need to be addressed. But
yeah, I agree. Yeah, all right, so short-term, it helps, but long-term, you have your doubts.
Yeah. You know, my big thing is you got the newly appointed Fed Chief Bernanke out there running amok, you know, raising interest rates, and now you got the, you know, all the central banks of China, Japan, and Europe ready to raise them now, too, for a global sell-off coming up, you know. So that's more my concern.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Right.
Appreciate it, man.
We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right.
Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Todd and Jay. Thank you very much.
Sure, Dave.
This, I think, is a bad thing because this is an unjust war. This is a war we have no business being in. So for people to take some kind of comfort or glee in us just murdering people,
well,
it
I mean,
doesn't
the guy,
defend
yeah,
the United States.
Yeah, but, I mean, the guy was a murderer. We knew that, right?
It's like the people who went from our country in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade into the Spanish Civil War. I mean, it's not a good thing, but you understand the motivations for what's going on, and we're doing the bad thing. I think that has to be primary. We were basically tricked into this war on lies, right?
Yeah, well, I would agree with you,
okay.
though.
We have no business being in this war. It does nothing to defend our country. And remember, we're not making a free Iraq. I mean, this current prime minister is there because we didn't like the one the people elected. I mean, the government there is a U.S. puppet government, and everyone around the world knows it, right?
Yeah, but still,
I mean, Alawi worked for the CIA.
But still, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing that Zarqawi got killed?
It's a bad thing. Because
Why is it bad?
Because we did the killing. If someone else had done the killing, that's their business. But we did the killing. The blood is on our hands. And that's why it's a bad thing.
Even though he was a bad man?
Well, I mean, Saddam Hussein was a horrible man, right?
Right.
And yet, when he did the majority of his heinous acts, and his most heinous acts, like using poison gas, starting wars, the United States helped him. We gave him food aid. We gave him intelligence reports, satellite information.
Well, all right.
You know, we have no ethics when it comes to international politics. So let's don't play a Pollyanna game, a bad man is dead.
Well, sir, I agree with you on this being an unjust war and the fact that we shouldn't be here in the first place. But we are there. That's a fact. So what are you advocating we do? I mean,
get out right now. Pack up our troops. Fly away, go home. Iraq poses, no matter who takes over Iraq, whether it is one massive country, whether it splits into three countries, it poses no threat to us. The biggest threat posed to us is our continuing to be there. And every day we're there, and every murder we do, whether it's a bad man or whether it's collateral damage, remember, we've tried multiple times to kill him.
So you don't think that we have an obligation to try to stabilize the country?
No, I do not. Because that's phony. If we had an obligation...
Boy, what's phony about that? I don't think there's anything phony about that.
Because if we truly believed that, we would not have supported Saddam Hussein 20 years ago. Donald Rumsfeld wouldn't have gone over there shaking his hand in the 80s under Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, but we're not there 20 years ago. We're talking about now. I mean, we all want to come home. Everybody wants to come home. We want to come home the right way. But I don't understand how this all ties in with the fact that a guy who has killed Americans and killed other
innocent Iraqis,
so he ends up getting killed. And you don't think that's a good thing?
How many Iraqis have our forces killed?
Yeah, but we're not talking about our...
How many?
No, we're not talking about our forces.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not talking... No, you are. We're not. We're talking about Zarqawi. We're not gleeful. Don't jump from one to the other.
Okay.
Don't jump from one
really
to the other.
Him. Don't you try were to mocking
go, don't
him.
Try to go from,
what
don't,
his face on.
Don't try to go from a Rolls-Royce to a Datsun.
No,
stick with a Rolls-Royce.
What I'm trying to do is saying... Every death we do in Iraq hurts us. That's what's happened. And we need to realize that. And the sooner we realize it, the better. And we just should leave.
Well, some deaths hurt us less than others. But I appreciate the call. All right. 7:45, 50 minutes away from 6 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. The Jay and Todd Show will commence in a matter of moments.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Radio. Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big...
A paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Hey, it's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
If you've been meaning to refinance but haven't found the time, you're in luck. Now, at LendingTree, you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rowe. Anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:49. What are you saying to me, John Turk? Oh, we got a CBS update in 45 seconds. Jay and Todd. Jay Marvin. Big Head Todd. Todd Park Moore.
Big Head Todd. You can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay or whatever it is. In for the last morning this week and then back next Wednesday morning. And we'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. We got a CBS News update coming up. We're talking about the death of Al Zaquari.
It's a great dialogue so far. I really appreciate the dialogue.
Yeah, the calls have been great. I have great callers every morning.
Mm-hmm. Very thoughtful, and it's a really important topic, the whole pacifist thing. And
yeah, the last guy's call, I mean, even though I didn't totally agree with him, I mean, I thought it was an excellent call. All right, let's get a CBS News update, and then we'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Shenevy. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, his body now positively identified, killed in a U.S. airstrike.
The developments of the last 24 hours give us renewed confidence in the final outcome of this struggle, the defeat of terrorism threats, and a more peaceful world for our children and grandchildren.
Zarqawi was killed in a precision U.S. airstrike on what was described as an isolated safe house in Bakuba. Seven of his top aides also killed, including Sheikh Abdul Rahman, his spiritual leader. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
It appears to have been a last-minute operation based on information either from people in the town, which is north of Baghdad, about 30 miles, the place where he was going to be last night. He moves around a lot. Or perhaps even from somebody inside his own organization. At any rate, the U.S. military was able to pinpoint the location, and late yesterday evening, they attacked.
Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki says there had been several attempts to kill Zarqawi over the past 10 days. And a Jordanian official says his nation helped U.S. forces finally track down the notorious terrorist leader. CBS News terrorism expert Michael Scheuer.
This is very good news for Jordan. It's very good news for America. But in terms of the insurgency probably will return to more military-related targets now.
There are also the so-called 100 bin Ladens, as Egypt's president once described them, small, independent terror cells spawned by the U.S. war in Iraq and its continued occupation. CBS News Update. I'm Jim Shenevy.
All right, 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Jay and Todd, let's take some more calls. We got one line open at 303-713-7600, and we go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Pat.
How are you guys?
Good.
Jay, I'm the cynic you were looking for.
Okay.
Great.
I don't laugh, Jay, because I know you get crazy with this stuff, but 2 500-pound bombs, and we were able to visually identify this guy? And how exactly did we get his fingerprints?
I think we've had him.
Where did we get him? Did he come in and give them to a police department or something?
No, probably from Jordan.
You think?
Yeah.
And 2 500-pound bombs in some sort of a very, very remote area, and he enough survived that they could visually identify him.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay.
Why do you think he's still alive and we're lying?
I don't trust these people. I don't believe what they say anymore. If they say the sun is out, I go to the window. This really helps Georgie boy. We will see his poll numbers go up. To me, it's a trifle coincidental. For him, a trifle, I don't know, it seems staged to me. And I don't think, as far as Iraq is concerned, is this going to make a big difference? In my thinking, the violence will probably get worse. Somebody, let's assume this gentleman really is gone, somebody is going to want to get into his slot.
Somebody already is going to take his place.
Of course, make their bones, make a name for themselves. So they're going to become probably more active. They're only, 5 to 7% of the insurgency. I think Iraq will probably get more violent rather than less.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that.
I hope I'm wrong, too, but I don't know. Something doesn't sit well with me. But then again, if George Bush, anything he does, it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, we sympathize with your distrust.
Yeah, we all do. He has no street cred. You're right about that. But I think we can safely say that Mr. Zaqawi has gone to hell.
I hope that's correct. But, I think it's good to a degree, but does it make a huge difference for us and for our guys and girls that are over there? No, I don't think it does. I don't think it does at all.
All right, Pat, thanks for the call.
Bye, guys.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, so Big Head Todd, are you going to do this every Wednesday?
I'm going to do it whenever I can.
Well, that's awesome. I think that's been a huge, not that the show wasn't good to begin with, but it's really been a welcome addition to hear you on there.
Thank you, Ron. That's real nice.
Thank you. I had a comment about this guy, Zalkari. I think this is a good thing that we got him. I disagreed with that caller a couple calls back that basically said that it was an unjust war to begin with. It was. I agree with that. But I still think that he merited killing just because he was such a bad guy and just because he inspired so much subsequent violence. You know what I mean? Like the beheading that I watched, against my better judgment, I watched that beheading video, and
yeah.
Man, that was tough to watch.
It was very tough.
But you know, the couple comments I had is I do agree with Pat that I'm sad to see, I'm kind of sad to see the amount of political hay that the righties are going to make out of this. That I imagine Bush is going to be back into the 40s before we know it, just on the basis of this and riding around in a dune buggy on the border, you know what I mean? Just a few things he's done lately, and I mean, he doesn't deserve to be there. You know what I'm saying? As far
yeah.
as popularity,
yeah, you're worried about the positive effect on his poll numbers,
right? And well, yeah, and also, you know, the other gripe I have about this is these exorbitant rewards that they pay out for capturing these people. I mean,
yeah, 25 mil.
In a country where the average per capita income is like $1,200 or something, whatever it is, you know, I mean, where do they come up with these numbers? Do they sit around and say, well, what kind of reward should we pay out for this guy? $1 million? And somebody else says, hell, why don't we make it $25 million? It's not our money.
A couple of things there. First of all, you knew they were going to get him sooner or later.
Yeah.
You knew that was going to happen.
Sure.
I mean, nobody goes on forever, so you knew they were going to get him sooner or later. Question is, what effect will it really have, or is this going to be another George W. Bush kick the can moment, a tipping point moment, turning point moment, where he's going to claim that it is, where they're going to claim that it is, where the right-wing talkers today are going to, congratulate themselves and claim that, well, now we got things, turned around, and then we're going to find out 3 weeks from now that there's just as much violence or maybe more going on there, and it isn't going to mean a damn thing.
Well, that's the point I guess I'm getting at, is if we were going to get $25 million worth of a reduction in violence over there, you know what I mean? I'd say, yeah, that's great, but is it really going to slow things down? Probably not, you know, and I just don't get the way they it's another example of the way they take tax dollars and just throw it around like there's an unlimited supply of it, you know what I mean? And there isn't.
That's a fair criticism.
So,
all right, anyway. So does it slow things down, Ron?
Oh, I don't think it will one whit.
Todd?
I really hope that it will. I think that we can parlay these types of things into a more credible, secure Iraqi government if we're smart. I mean, if we just pat ourselves on the back and blah, blah, blah and let it go, we have a history of missed opportunities in Iraq.
Yeah,
and the eye on the prize is a healthy, stable Iraq, so we can get the heck out.
Yeah, that's it. See, I hope it helps us. I hope it benefits us. You know where the right wing has us wrong? Let me tell you where the right wing has us wrong. The right wing has us wrong is that they think that we're sitting over here this morning and that what we're all going to do is we're all going to sit here and we're all going to be doom and gloom and we're all going to say that, this is no big deal, and it's almost as if we're praying for the insurgency to be successful. And I think what they don't understand, they're so disconnected that they don't get, is that we're exactly the opposite, that we want this to have an effect. Because we want hostilities there to cease, because we want our folks to come home as soon as possible. Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right. We'll catch up on some news and then more of the Jay and Todd Show here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along with us this morning.
The drill. just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Yes, it is.
Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Wanted dead or alive, Al-Qaeda in Iraq terror leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed yesterday by a U.S. airstrike north of Baghdad. At a Baghdad briefing a short time ago, Major General William Caldwell displayed a blown-up picture of Zarqawi, his eyes closed, spots of blood behind him.
Elimination of Zarqawi is a step forward. Ridding Iraq of Zarqawi will not instantaneously stop the violence. The Iraqi people have the greatest role to play and shaping the future of Iraq.
CBS's Peter Mayer standing by at the White House. Peter, what's President Bush saying about Zarqawi's death?
Well, Frank, the president calls it a severe blow to al-Qaeda, but at the same time, he's warning the U.S. still faces challenges in Iraq.
We can expect the sectarian violence to continue. Yet the ideology of terror has lost one of its most visible and aggressive leaders.
The president says following years of false leads and near misses, a brutal terrorist has been put out of business. Mr. Bush, by the way, plans 2 days of Iraq strategy sessions with his national security team next week at Camp David. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
So how did they do it? CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad tells us inside information was the key to finding Zarqawi.
So this is a huge group effort that in the end was triggered by really a stroke of luck, somebody inside his organization who decided to turn him in.
Well, Zarqawi had a $25 million price on his head, but it's not clear yet if that was the motivation behind the tip. Zarqawi was behind bombings and other attacks that left thousands dead. He personally beheaded American hostages Nick Berg and Eugene Armstrong and was shown doing it on a gruesome videotape. Al-Qaeda in Iraq is threatening to carry on without Zarqawi. CBS News consultant Mike Scheuer.
The death of Zarqawi will increase pressure and attacks on Americans.
In Norfolk, Virginia, the USS Cole leaves today for deployment in the Middle East. It's the first time back since the bombing in Yemen 6 years ago that killed 17 crew members. Commander Bradley Roberson says his crew knows it's sailing into treacherous waters.
The region is very dangerous. There's been a lot of ships that have gone over there, done very well. Cole, along with all the other ships in the strike group, are very well prepared to handle anything that happens.
In Washington, with some Democrats calling for his scalp, the head of the VA could be in for a rough ride at a House hearing that begins an hour from now. CBS News Washington correspondent Bob Orr.
There's no doubt it's going to be another grilling today for Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson on Capitol Hill as he once again tries to explain how the VA lost the names, Social Security numbers, and birth dates of more than 26 million veterans and soldiers, and also why the widening scandal seems to get worse by the day.
The lost information was on a laptop and computer disk stolen from the Maryland home of a VA analyst. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about a point. This is CBS News.
The Goodyear Calling All Cars tire sale is right up my alley because I'm a car. Hey, I'm driving here. And since cars need pampering, I'm revved up about all the great deals on popular Goodyear tires. Plus, with a qualifying purchase, I can get my treads tapping with a limited edition Cars original soundtrack and up to a $100 Goodyear cash card. The Goodyear Calling All Cars tire sale makes me happy to be a car.
See Disney and Pixar's Cars in theaters June 9th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the participating retailer near you. Sale and mail-in offers end June 17th. Restrictions apply.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Littleton firefighters uncover a grim scene after putting out a garage fire. The blaze happened shortly after the lunch hour yesterday in the 8,000 block of South Logan. After the fire was put out, the body of a teenage girl was found.
The garage was fully involved when they got here, and so there was no one going in the garage unless the fire was put out. So Littleton Fire Rescue got the fire out very quickly, and in the course of doing that, firefighters located the body on the floor.
Police Sergeant Sean Dugan identifying the girl as 13-year-old Jessica Elaine Meyer, who lived in that home. An autopsy is set for later this week. Governor Owens signs a bill to protect children from online sexual solicitation.
The bill that Governor Owens signed will allow the police to intervene against a sexual predator on the Internet earlier than they used to be able to intervene.
Colorado Attorney General John Southers says parents still play a key role in protecting their children on the Internet. The initiative is the cornerstone of the Safe Surfing Initiative launched last year to keep kids safe from online predators. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. A new problem stretches across I-270 now heading eastbound just after York. We have a two-car crash on the left-hand shoulder with stop-and-go traffic all the way back to I-25. Police are currently on scene, and that's where most of that curiosity slowdown is coming from. Now, as you make your way out of Thornton and North Glen this morning, southbound I-25 jams up right around 112th Avenue, continuing down towards 84th Avenue. The same goes for drivers heading southbound between Park Avenue and Spear. As you make your way out of the Denver Tech Center heading up towards downtown, watch for heavy traffic across northbound I-25, stretching between I-225 and Yale. The same goes for northbound I-225 as you make your way between I-LIF and Mississippi. Today's forecast calls for highs up in the mid-90s, right around 95 degrees. Currently, we're at 75 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Looking for a unique dining experience? Attend the Taste of the Continents Luncheon Sunday, June 11th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The $10 admission ticket is good for 5 food items. Proceeds benefit the Franciscan Sisters Charitable Fund. This gala event also includes a silent auction and a drawing for cash prizes. For additional information, contact Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224.
Join these progressive companies. If you've been meaning to refinance but haven't found the time, you're in luck. Now, at LendingTree, you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Zarqawi was the operational commander of the terrorist movement in Iraq. He led a campaign of car bombings, assassinations, and suicide attacks that has taken the lives of many American forces and thousands of innocent Iraqis.
Killed overnight in an airstrike, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Was it a good thing? Bad thing? Does it change things in Iraq? Jay Marvin, along with Big Head Todd, or Todd Parkmore,
or Jay Marvin, or Marvin, Jay,
or Todd and Jay,
JM.
You're the man, Jay. You're the bigger star. So it's the Todd and Jay show.
This is a great topic.
It is.
We've had some great callers. There's a lot of really important arguments here.
And we've got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to David in Longmont. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead. It's your turn.
Hey, neighbors. How are you this morning?
Hi.
Great show. I don't see much of a change as long as we have just the terrorist cell that's located at the White House. That killing of innocents and on both sides is going to continue as long as we have this stay the course by these butchers that are in the White House that are culpable and have blood on their hands, and it doesn't change anything. You have this guy on there patting himself on the back.
What about Zarqawi though? Don't you think he deserved to meet an untimely end to his life?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's a whole list of people out there I've got that need an untimely death that are, you know, have perpetrated crimes. Like this. What about Bin Laden?
Yeah,
so you don't think that this has any positive implications towards our getting out of Iraq? or creating a stable Iraq?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Mm. The blood just continues, and we have a tepid opposition here in this country as far as in the Congress. I mean, the American people, we know what the American people want. But what the American people want is rarely delivered by their Ken Salazars or their Wayne Allards in Congress. And as I don't know, I just see the momentum just picking up and seeing more strikes against our military who for the most part have done their job and done what they've been asked to do, even though it's a totally immoral proposition.
Well, we hope you're wrong, and we hope that the safe coming home of the troops is imminent, and there's a stable Iraq on the horizon.
Yeah, things will at least quiet down a little bit.
It's an endless war that George Orwell spoke of, and this is the one.
Yeah, but which one are we fighting, Oceania or the other?
We do one a week. We go back and forth. We do the war against marriage and war against, good Americans, when we talk about immigration, that's this big threat from all these illegals about our way of life. And then we go, our way of life, marriage is threatened by the war against homosexuals. It's like which minority gets picked on every week. So it just goes back and forth, and it's all the politics of diversion. It's all completely a diversion.
Well, I hope we can put it back on track.
I hope so, too.
With positive answers, solutions.
And by Democrats and people getting out and voting their conscience in November.
Yep, we got to get out in November and make something happen.
To. And it goes on the local level as far as the national, and additionally the international and national level. But it all, Pachoni, I think was her name, that's running against Musgrave. It's all these local races. They all add up to really forming a formidable opposition so that we can impeach this president and get this criminal out of the White House.
We certainly can get him investigated. I agree there. David, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well, we hope it does something positive.
We got to keep our eyes on the prize.
Which is to get out.
Which is to get out and also to have a healthy, stable, whole Iraq. I think those are the two things that we got to keep an eye on. We might not get a stable Iraq, and we might need to get out anyways.
Yeah.
But, that's the key part of the debate is right there. I think we get distracted a lot in naysaying and bashing.
Well, there's something about the left. There's something about the left. I've talked about this before on the air. There's something about the left that we're inclined to a lot of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a lot of optimism. Like, I've got a lot of optimism for November. Even with some of the things that are going on, like the disgusting behavior of, in Ohio, of Blackwell, the Secretary of State, and the editorial yesterday that was in the New York Times regarding the voting problems that are going on there and the Republican efforts to suppress votes. But I still, look how close we came in California yesterday in the Carlsbad area there. How close Francine Busby came. I mean, we just have to have optimism, man. We got to have optimism and fighting spirit, and we got to be warriors.
See, that's one of your great messages. That is a great J. Marvin message. I've heard you say that for so long, and it's a very important, very needed ingredient, lacking ingredient in our debate, which is optimism and positivity. And unfortunately, I think that we've been distracted by a lot of negativity, and it's understandable, and I feel the negativity too, but I think it's so critical that we keep pushing for solutions and positive
for change.
Answers.
We have to get change in this country. By the way, Brian Katulis will join us at 8:05 to talk about this whole recent development with the killing of al-Zarqawi. One line open at 303-713-7600, 713, 13 after 7. Let's go to Derek in Denver. Derek, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. First of all, I'd like to, thank you for being a part of this network and being the voice out there other than O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh.
You're more than welcome, man.
I know my views may kind of differ from what you've spoken on this morning, but I figured I'd chime in.
You're welcome. Your views are welcome here, friend.
I'd like to commend your last caller, Dave, as well. I think that he had a great perspective on everything. I wanted to ask you a question. Basically, you said that you believe that Zarqawi's death is a good thing.
I think it can be used for... I think it'd be useful. It's symbolic, but I think it can be used for, you know, parlayed into a more credible security in Iraq.
Okay, and you, Jay?
Well, I hope it slows things down to a certain degree. I don't know how much of an effect in the end it's going to have. I hope it has some effect. You know, I want us out of there so bad at this point that I'm kind of like Todd. You know, I'm kind of hoping, I'm kind of taking anything that'll come along and trying to hope that it'll help to get us out of there. And if it diminishes or cripples the 5-7% of foreign fighters that are operating in the country, that's 5-7% we don't have to deal with.
I can understand that. I think that, personally, in my opinion, dealing with Zarqawi or anyone else that's killed for that matter, I never think it's a good thing when someone's killed, be they, you know, a horrible person or a great person. As far as being a bad person and dying, though, if we put it in perspective, I mean, if it had been Bush that died, many people in the world think that Bush is a bad person. You know, would you think that was a good thing or a bad thing? But either way we look at it, I think that anyone that gets killed or any airstrike that kills anyone other than Bush in the war is pretty much inconsequential to the struggle that's going on over there anyway. It's probably going to continue and get worse and worse, actually.
Well, we hope that doesn't happen, sir.
See, I mean, we're looking for any kind of positive. You know, the stereotype that's, as I said before, going into the top of the hour of the news, the stereotype that's foisted by the mainstream and by the conservative elements in the media is that we hope for failure, that we get up every single day and pray for failure.
Yeah, see, I told you so.
Yep. But I think it's far. I think that's far. I think there are some people that are like that, but I think it's very far from the truth. I think what we get up every single day and pray for is we get up every single day and pray for developments that'll be positive, because we want our kids home, we want them out of there, and anything that'll help get us there, I'm all for. And if cutting down on the foreign fighters and putting them in disarray and finding out something about Al-Qaeda nationwide even, or worldwide, because they might find captured documents in there, to me, that's like a huge plus. To me, that's like a big plus, and I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll debate the morals of the whole situation of life and death later. Right now, what I want is, I want those kids home in America.
But that can be helmed not by the death of Zarqawi or bin Laden even, or anything that happens to Saddam Hussein, but by pushing and leaning on the leaders that are in Washington.
Well,
to,
I think it's
but the right thing.
But I think you got to cover all the bases.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think you can make it a partial effort. I think you got to push every place you possibly can for change.
Oh, definitely. But I think that the country, being that it is a Muslim country or an Arab country rather than a Muslim country, because it isn't necessarily
it's Persian
a country. But being that it is not a Western nation, it would probably be better to be governed by other countries with like-minded individuals in the region rather than being governed by an occupying force.
Certainly, we all agree with that.
I mean, I think we should have done with them what we did with the Marshall Plan. Look, you look at the Marshall Plan when we rebuilt Europe. You know, there were a lot of political parties there that we didn't really like, that we didn't really want to deal with. Many of them were socialist-based. But we didn't try to influence the political process. We just tried to help them industrial-wise. And we need to get back to that again. We need to get back to that thinking again.
I agree. Totally. But I
just, you know, I'll say it again. I'll say it one last time. And I think Todd agrees with me. We're just for anything that will help us get out of there. And if cutting down and causing the foreign fighters disarray helps us, then we're definitely all for it. Because this is a man who oversaw the killing of our people. And you know what? This may sound very right-wing, and I don't intend it to sound right-wing, but when it comes between them and my people, I'm sticking with my people all the way. Even if I don't agree with the leadership of my country, I don't hold it against the people that are carrying it out. All right, Derek, I got to run, man.
Great call.
Thanks.
All right.
I should say we got to run.
That was a great discussion.
Yeah. Don't you feel that way, though? Don't you feel like you side with our own?
Well, absolutely. I agree with the sentiment, though, that no killing is good.
No.
I mean, death is not good. The killing of Zakari was not good. But there are benefits. It's happened. And there's hopefully benefits there to be had.
The benefits are that it'll slow al-Qaeda down in inside Iraq.
That's what we're hoping for.
I mean, this guy was not a nice guy.
And he was also symbolic in many ways of lawlessness in that country and the forces of lawlessness. And as long as that's running rampant, then how can, you know, the Iraqi government have credibility? How can our security forces have credibility? And if we don't have credibility, then, you know, how are we going to prevent the country from spiraling into civil war?
Which they're in a low-level civil war now. The question is, how do we get ourselves out? All right, now we're going to get an ABC News update, and then we'll get some traffic, and we'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I've got one open line, and Todd and I are waiting to talk
to you. CBS News update. I'm Jim Chenevich.
Zarqawi has met his end. And this violent man will never murder again.
President Bush reacting to the U.S. airstrike in Bakuba, Iraq last evening that killed Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Iraq's al-Qaeda leader.
Iraqis can be justly proud of their new government and its early steps to improve their security. And Americans can be enormously proud of the men and women of our armed forces who worked tirelessly with their Iraqi counterparts to track down this brutal terrorist and to put him out of business.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld addressing a gathering of NATO defense ministers in Brussels just a short time ago.
Arguably, over the last several years, no single person on this planet has had the blood of more innocent men, women, and children on his hands.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Zarqawi was a believer in Salafist Islam, committed to fighting not only Western civilization, but also Shia Muslims, who make up 60% of Iraq's population. A week ago, he released an audio tape calling on his followers to fight what he called the Shia snakes. In effect, a declaration of civil war.
CBS News update. I'm
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
What if you just made a birdhouse?
Correct.
Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, there's our program.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to AM760.com. .net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-five minutes after 7. High today. Coming up on 89, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Top news story this morning, terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the most wanted man in Iraq, was killed in a coalition airstrike near Bakuba. Jubilant. How come I can't say that word, Todd?
Just say joyous.
Joyous. U.S. and Iraqi authorities announced this on Thursday. And we'll have Brian Katulis, Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy from the Center for American Progress, coming up at 8 o'clock to talk about this. Meanwhile, we're taking your calls. How much you think this will change the situation, if you think it will change it at all. We're hoping for the best.
A lot of cynicism out there.
A lot of cynicism. But then again, you know what? We just want the troops home.
Yep.
We just want them to get home.
We all want the same thing.
Yeah, we all basically want the same thing. Here's Kelly in Aurora, who thinks it's great. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. And by the way, I've been listening to Big Head Todd the Monster about 9 years, and you only about a year now. So that's a big plus to have him there.
Yeah, it is. It is a big plus.
Well, I got an email this morning from my son in Iraq. And pretty much the general feeling of the 101st Airborne is, Yaha, the Wicked Witch is dead. And it was a big morale booster. In his email to me, he said, you know, the biggest thing is that, he said, whether it really happened this way or not, he hopes that they send a, you know, that they put out a picture of three Persian guys sitting on a beach holding Budweiser's with a $25 million check across their laps or something, just to put the Senate in there and make them wonder if they can trust each other.
That's a really good point. Did somebody inside his camp sell him out, or did some resident of the town see him and tip off authorities?
Well, like I said, whichever it is, I mean, they are elacious about it. And anything that's a morale booster for the troops is good. And, I mean, it's hard and arduous. Every day, these kids are under the gun. You know, my son has a relatively safe job. He's a communications guy. Yet where he is at Camp Stryker, I mean, they get lobbed by mortars a couple times a week, you know. It is not a safe place. And, you know, anything that disrupts them, causes dissension amongst them, is a plus. And, you know, I know there's 140,000 trigger pullers over there that would love for these guys to do an all-out assault, because that would finish this fight in the parking lot real quick. But that's not the way the insurgents work. They're cowards.
No, and also we don't have the manpower for that either.
We got plenty of manpower. You bring them all out to the parking lot, this fight will be over in about 20 minutes.
Well, that's not what the experts say. That's not what General Shinseki
like
said.
You bring them all out in one place. I think it'd be the mother of all battles. It'd be over in about an hour. Because we would put every effort we could into destroying them. But that's not how they fight. They are not soldiers. They are terrorists. They are cowards. They hide behind the populace. They use improvised explosives. They don't wear uniforms.
You know something, though? Let me ask you a question. You know, you can say all of that, but suppose you lived in Iraq and you wanted this occupying power out of your country. What would you do? Would you just let them stay there?
They have an in-place government, and that's the way to best get us gone, is to prove that sucker will work.
Suppose they don't have any.
There's
suppose
nobody
they,
there. Suppose we don't have anybody there that wants to be there.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Suppose they don't have any belief in the government. Suppose they believe it's just a puppet of the United States.
Well, any armed insurrection of any government, you know, the hardest thing in a coup is keeping all the guns pointed the right direction. And that's been a fact all over the world. I've seen a lot of coups come and go in the Philippines and coup attempts and such. And it is, you know, but armed insurrection is not the way. Discussion, politics, as bad as that is the way to do it. And they could, if they want us gone, that's the best way to make us gone, is prove that they can stand on their own and they can do it in a method that, to the world, they're not killing each other, they're not out trying to kill us.
That's what we're all hoping for. We hope your son a safe return home soon.
Yeah, we do. All right, yeah. Kelly, thanks, man.
Bye.
All right. I just don't happen to agree with them. I just don't think we have enough forces in the country to be able to control the entire country.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're not all coming together in the parking lot.
No, they're
you
not
know,
going to.
Sure, if anybody came together in the parking lot, we could take care of them.
I mean, I think this administration badly, you know, misjudged the entire situation.
Yes, absolutely. No
and,
argument.
You know, history's not going to be very kind on that when they get down to trying to cut that up and examine it. All right, we got a CBS News update coming up. Then more with Jay and Todd here. Todd's final day on the show this week, and then back next week when he's back in town.
Wednesday,
we'll do it all over again. But we still got till 10 o'clock, and we want to hear from you. So let's get the CBS News update, and then we'll take more of your calls coming up. We got, 30 more seconds until the CBS News update? Is that what you're saying to me? How come I can't read the clock? I just can't read the clock for some reason. Let me give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. And we'll take your calls on this. And we got Brian Katulis coming up at the top of the hour to talk a little bit about this. And we'll ask him how he thinks all of this will change, how he thinks that if this has any effect at all about Al-Qaeda's operations in Iraq. All right, now let's get the CBS News update.
I'm Chris Mavridis. He showed off on videotape firing his big machine gun. Now, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been silenced for good.
The days of Zarqawi are over. And now Iraqis, from their neighborhoods to the halls of their government, can rejoice.
U.S. fighter jets bomb Zarqawi's hideout north of Baghdad, taking out the terror leader and seven of his killer cronies.
The fact that he is dead is a significant victory in the battle against terrorism.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
For the last several years, no single person on this planet has had the blood of more innocent men, women, and children on his hands than Zarqawi.
Over at the Pentagon, CBS's David Martin says it was a tip that led them to Zarqawi.
An Iraqi inside the organization gave up the specific location of the house. Now, since this guy was a member of Zarqawi's organization, it is very unlikely he will see any of the $25 million reward.
CBS News update. I'm Chris Mavridis.
All right. It's 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Let's throw it to our traffic insurgency expert, Amelia.
Thanks, Jay.
How are you this morning, Amelia?
I'm doing well. I'm awake this morning. It's great.
Yeah, and so you think this Zarqawi thing is a good thing, right?
Well, you know, I hate to see anyone killed, anyone, but I feel like in a situation like this, something had to be done to, you know, work towards getting this whole situation over and done with completely. And I hope that this adds to it in some way. But it's hard to look at the whole spectrum right now.
Any of your friends over there?
No, I don't know anyone over there.
Oh, I just thought I'd ask, because considering your age group.
Yeah, well, no, oddly enough, I don't.
Nobody planning to sign up? Draft Amelia.
Hey, now.
Maybe we should send you over there as a public information officer.
Great, no. I'd rather stay here.
Would you take the job?
No.
No way?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Amelia, there's no bit of adventurism in you?
There's plenty of adventure in me, and I'd like to stay alive.
Pure intelligence, Amelia.
Thank you very much, Todd.
I like your style.
Todd's on your side. All right, what's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, unfortunately, guys, we do have a lot going on the roadways this morning. First, taking a look at eastbound C-470. Got a four-car crash working at University with pretty big jamming in the area. The same goes for eastbounders across C-470 just before Quebec. Got a two-car crash working on that right-hand shoulder with jamming all the way back to Lucent. Now, six Avenue. Westbound, we're dealing with a brand-new crash right at Lowell as well. Two cars involved here. So overall, just a busy drive. Now, southbound 25 luckily has been problem-free this morning, but we do have that heavy traffic coming out of Thornton and North Glen, beginning at 104th Avenue, extending down towards 84th, and again heading south between Park Avenue and Spear. Now, if you are driving in Boulder, we have a rollover crash this morning, and it lies along 28th Street right at Broadway. So over on the north side of town, but you will find delays as you make your way to Lyons. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 95 degrees, and currently we're at 74 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway in Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway I-25 and Evans, or a cheaper...
Get the good stuff! Father's Day is right around the corner, so stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store for a Father's Day gift your dad is going to love. The Vice Grip 3-Piece Groove Lock Tool Set. And right now, you can get it for just $59.99. Hey, with the press and slide button that adjusts the pliers up to 50% faster, this set can help dad tackle any project. The Vice Grip 3-Piece Groove Lock Tool Set, just $59.99. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff!
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no med pay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
Hope and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broker Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broker Restaurant in downtown Denver.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, I like Thin Lizzy, man. The boys are back in town. How about a Todd?
Those eggs smell good, too.
Cholesterol in the morning.
Yeah.
7:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 89, partly sunny, thunderstorms. We're talking about Zakari being killed in Iraq. And we got Brian Katulis coming up at 8 o'clock to talk about it. 303-713-7600. It's a major event. Weigh in on it on the phones. And I forgot where we left off on these phones. I think we go to Peter in Inglewood. Peter, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, I just like to say that I don't think the people who aren't getting excited about this news are being negative. I think they're just realizing that getting distracted and manipulated and all excited about this news is exactly what the neoconservatives and the Bushies would like. It's just one more distraction. Not that it was planned this way, but I think that's the effect of it. And getting excited about it, I think you have to weigh it. I mean, certainly there are some benefits to the news, as you guys have articulated, but balance that positive news with the potential negative, which is Bush's poll ratings go up. That helps the midterm elections, keeps Republicans in power, keeps the momentum going. Republican president in 2 years. I mean,
I don't think that the death of Zarqawi leads to all of that. I don't think it helps the midterm elections. I'll tell you why. Because number one, there's violence on the ground in Iraq again today. And because Zarqawi is gone, Al Qaeda has vowed to fight on. The foreign fighters are only 5 to 7% of those causing the trouble. We can't control the other groups of people. It's far more complex on the ground than what the media paints, unless you sit there and take the time to read all the articles. For instance, there are criminal gangs roaming around kidnapping people. There are militias that are mixed up into the police department. I mean, the place is a total and complete mess. So that's, you know, the events on the ground are not going to stabilize simply because one man has met his just deserts. And then the other thing is, there are other factors in the country that are going on that the White House can't control. They can't control the price of gas, which is an irritant. They can't control the immigration problem, which they haven't got a handle on, which is an irritant. They can't control the fact that the economy is now starting to slow down, which is an irritant. And they also can't control the unfolding scandals that is an irritant. You know, we've got a couple of scandals on the fire here that have not totally and completely unfolded. Jerry Lewis, who's a Republican congressman in California, is now in the crosshairs of the Justice Department. So is Bob Ney, who is another Republican. Also, we don't know what the clear status of Karl Rove is, because Fitzpatrick hasn't cleared him one way or the other. And anybody who makes that many trips before a grand jury has got something to sweat. And the Abramoff trial is coming up as well. And if that busts open close to the election, that could also cause a lot of problems.
I hope you're right, but what you just said earlier on, I think, really negates your earlier point about how this is such wonderful news that's going to get us out of Iraq. I mean, you just articulated that.
I think it's a step forward. I think it's a step forward to crippling al-Qaeda in Iraq. I don't think it'll get us out. I don't think it's going to lead to any kind of an immediate exit, but I think that it's a step forward. It's certainly not a step backwards.
Well, it's no bigger of a step forward than, I mean, anything else that happens in a given day. It's not, I mean, these guys are determined, and having a leader dethroned or killed or whatever, he will soon be replaced, and the insurgency will continue. I mean, these people are true believers, just as George Bush is a true believer, I'm sure. These people are true believers. They will carry on. So, I mean, I don't think it's either good news or bad news. It's just indifferent news. It's going to happen, and it happened, and, you know, what can you say? It's just news that Bush will at least get a temporary push in the polls, I'm sure, and I hope you're right. I hope it has no impact on the midterm elections, because it's the Democrats to lose. But I'm just not going to dance around and celebrate news that potentially helps George W. Bush.
I don't think that it does help him. I think that in the short term, it makes us look good, and it may help us over there in the short term on the ground, which is what we want to happen. But, you know, I'll tell you something. This is my belief. I don't have anything to back this up with. But if we left tomorrow, do you know what would happen to those 5 to 7% foreign fighters?
I don't know. What?
They'd be kicked out of there. The insurgents would go after them.
Could be.
No, they would, because they don't want them there either. That's why they're isolated and get very little help.
What you put your finger on the, whatever the metaphor is, a while back when you said, I mean, these people, we are basically occupying their country, and as occupiers, we basically have no rights. We have no rights in the broader scheme of things. When you're occupying a country, you have no right to be there. And basically anything that happens to you among citizens who don't want you there, you brought on yourself by being there in the first place. Just as an occupier, if an occupier came to our country and took over Inglewood, Colorado, where I live, if I were to go out and do something to those occupiers, I think I would not have a lot of, I wouldn't be having trouble sleeping that night about it, you know? So it's a real tough situation. I have sympathy for the soldiers who were there, but I have no sympathy whatsoever for the Bushies who are looking to benefit from this kind of news to manipulate people who will be gullible enough to think that this is a reason to think Republicans are better at defense than Democrats. And this is not reason to celebrate. That's my point.
All right.
Point taken.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Are we celebrating? Do you think that's what we were doing?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think everybody wants the same things here. And to me, a lot of this dialogue in regards to the progressive agenda and what we want to have happen, if we go the other way with things and just naysay and down the road of negativity, I think that brings a weakness to our arguments, you know, for other things that are important, like environment and education and the things that we really want to get done. If we go Bush bashing and troop bashing and go down this road of not productive argument, but argument that's just negative, when we all agree that we want these things, you know, simple things, you know, to me, if we go positive in that direction, then we can get moderates and centrists excited about our agenda and have more power.
Yeah, there's other, you know, there's other things going on in this country that I mean, this morning, because of Zarqawi being killed in Iraq, we happen to be talking about Iraq. And we were talking about America losing interest in Iraq yesterday. But there's other things going on that this administration's involved in that are well worth pointing out and that are well worth looking at. And there's a lot more to the progressive agenda than just getting out of Iraq. But, you know, Zarqawi was not a good guy. And you know what? The hell with him. I mean, I'm glad he's dead.
I am, too.
I'm glad he's gone. That's one less person we have to deal with there.
That's right.
And, you know, trying to work our way out of that place. 7:44, 60 minutes in front of 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, along with Todd Park Moore, Big Head Todd. I have all these names for you, right?
Jay, the man, Marvin.
It's the Todd and Jay show here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Unfortunately, we're tied up in lots of locations around town this morning. First, taking a look at C-470 eastbounders. We're dealing with two problems. First, we have a two-car crash working just before Quebec, pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, but we're jamming back to Lucent. Heading eastbound, you'll also find a crash right at University. Four cars involved here, and we are looking at delays as you make your way towards I-25. Now, westbounders across 6th Avenue are watching out for a crash at Lowell. Got three cars involved here. Eastbound traffic is already slow because of this accident all the way back to Sheridan. Now, across I-25, southbounders are thick up on the north end between 104th and 84th, again heading down between I-70 and Spear. You'll also find heavy traffic making your way across Alameda. Today's forecast calls for highs up in the mid-90s. Currently, we're at 74 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Six Flags Elitch Garden celebrates 45 years with the arrival of the Justice League, plus two new shows, The Amazing Acrobats of China and Carnival de Fuego. Buy your Six Flags Elitch Garden season pass today at sixflags.com. Hurry, offer ends June 18th. Six Flags Elitch Gardens.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. With 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
What's better than an episode of My Name is Earl?
Metallica tickets!
Okay, actually, we were thinking four episodes of Earl, but that's good, too.
Let's do this.
Okay, then, tonight, don't miss the fantastic four-episode Earl-a-thon.
Then, an NBC drama premiere, Windfall. 20 friends win the lottery and learn money changes everything.
Are you asking me to leave my husband?
I'm off to go buy a football team.
I can't even stand to look at what you've become.
The summer's hot new drama, Windfall, at 10, 9 Central, right after the My Name is Earl-a-thon, tonight on NBC.
Lay's, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
For a match made in heaven, make a fast stop into Wendy's for a new deli fresh frescata sandwich and an irresistible bag of baked Lay's.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked challah roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. We got another CBS News update coming up here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Big Head Todd. High 89, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Going to be a good weekend this weekend for Red Rocks. You guys will be there?
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Limited tickets?
I'm there already in my mind.
What time is the news update, by the way? It's coming up in about 30 seconds. You're going to be playing 4 hours worth.
Well, so far I got 34 songs.
So that comes out to what, 3.5 hours?
About 2:30, 2:40.
Okay.
I'm not the Grateful Dead now.
Okay, we understand that. But it's going to be a long concert. It's going to be a good one. And we hope to see you out there. It's going to be the first concert I've been to in like 20 years. All right, let's get a CBS News update, then more
CBS
your calls.
CBS News update. I'm Jim Shenevy. Al-Qaeda's top man in Iraq killed in a U.S. airstrike. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was in a safe house in Baquba, hit in a U.S. attack last evening, killed along with seven others, including two women. President Bush says Zarqawi will never murder again.
Zarqawi's death is a severe blow to Al-Qaeda. It's a victory in the global war on terror. And it is an opportunity for Iraq's new government to turn the tide of this struggle.
Correspondent David Martin says the president first learned of the possibility that our military had taken out Zarqawi sometime yesterday afternoon.
This actually happened about 18 hours ago, and the U.S. military in the meantime has been trying to make absolutely sure that it was, in fact, Zarqawi they killed in this airstrike.
And that body has now been positively identified by fingerprints. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called it a blow to terrorism in Iraq, but probably not a fatal blow.
Given the nature of the terrorist networks, really a network of networks, the death of Zarqawi, while enormously important, will not mean the end of all violence in that country.
CBS News terrorism analyst Michael Scheuer.
In some ways, the death of Zarqawi will increase pressure and attacks on Americans because Zarqawi was so focused on creating a civil war with the Shia.
CBS News update, I'm Jim Shenevy.
All right, 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd, back to the phone calls. And where did we leave off? Do you remember where we left off? Let's go to, we left off with three. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, gents.
Hi.
Man, I spent enough time with both you guys, I feel like I know
you. We know you perfectly well. We have your number, man. And not only that, the NSA's got your phone number, so we're all set.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I got to say also, I checked out Todd's blog, and I'm very impressed. I mean, you know, a rock star and a philosopher.
Absolutely.
I think that makes Todd a truly excellent dude.
He's a Renaissance man.
I love it. Anyway, I want to talk about the difference between revenge and justice. You know, I'm hearing these comments of this reaction this morning. It's kind of people can rejoice about the, you know, joyous announcements and a morale booster. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is like, a morale booster. It is a morale booster for the troops.
Well, yeah. You know, all that is completely normal and natural and understandable, but you know, it seems to me like this whole operation since 9/11 has been sort of run on revenge and fear and machismo, and it's just no way. You know, it's normal, like I say, but it's no way to run a foreign policy. You know, it's just.
Well, I think it's it's the foreign policy that most of us object to, and I think we're all in line on the idea of objecting to the foreign policy. But there's nothing wrong with a guy who is obviously an evil, cutthroat guy, and I pardon the pun, because he chopped off people's heads, you know, meaning a very violent death. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's a good thing because it's going to save lives.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's less people he can kill.
This is, you know, a quasi-pacifist position, I guess, I'm presenting here. It seems to me that self-defense is the only justification for killing somebody, whether you're a nation or a person. You know, saving lives is the point. That's the only time you're allowed to kill somebody, is to save lives.
Right, a net savings of life is the argument.
Yeah, because it's a greater good. It's or a lesser bad, or, you know, whatever it is. But it's never... But, you know...
It's never good.
This guy's on tape cutting somebody's head off, so there's a little doubt that he just definitely deserved it. But it just, you know, in this... it seems like this difference, you know, because people on the left want to say, whoa, you know, cool your jets a little bit here. Let's be reasonable and rational about this. We can't just operate on revenge and bloodlust here. And so the right always ends up demonizing the left on this point by exaggerating, and like Coulter's, you know, the 9/11 widows enjoy their husband's death, or the left wakes up every morning wanting us to lose in Iraq, or we hate America, or, you know, all that is because we're not, like, full of enough bloodlust for them. I think that's what, you know, that's what they're playing on when they make all those kinds of comments. And I think we could get, you know, I mean, collectively as a segment of the electorate, we could make some points here, because I think what they're saying isn't completely wrong. There's a better way to look at it, a more rational
use it as a way to challenge our patriotism.
Exactly, and that's I think they have a lesser position. I think that it's kind of an immoral position, that it's, because if you run a foreign policy based on vengeance and emotion, it's just not going to work out in the long run. You know, because you're not thinking straight. Fear makes people stupid. That's my theory.
I agree that there's a silent majority in the middle that isn't far right or far left, that just wants our troops to come home safe, and just wants a stable, healthy Iraq. And it seems to me that's the rational middle ground. It's not driven by vengeance. It's not driven by repulsion. But it's just driven by what we want to achieve.
That's it. We're not even exporting, you know, American values at this point. We're just trying to repair a society that we've shattered.
Right.
Yeah, we just want to fix things. All right, Dave, thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Todd, I'm a big fan. I'm glad to hear you on the show, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, I agree. I think the guy deserved what he got, and I think ultimately the world's a better place. But I'm not, you know, overly impressed or consider it a huge triumph or victory, because I'm sure there's already another Zarqawi in place. And, you know, honestly, I'm with the administration saying, oh, this is a great victory. I don't. If we had used the kind of force initially that we should be using now, I'm talking about overwhelming force, then guys like Zarqawi wouldn't have a chance to thrive. We'd get the job done that we have to get done over there, and that's the only way we're ever going to get the guys home.
Well, I think that there's a difference. You know, a lot of people have been saying it doesn't matter that we killed him because somebody else is going to take his place. I kind of look at it as a little bit different. It's kind of like killing Al Capone. I mean, this guy obviously had some cachet. He was a bigwig. He had a lot of publicity and a lot of fear he inspired. And whoever they replace him with, I just have a hard time feeling like they're going to have the same panache.
That guy's going to have to build a rep all over again. And plus, who knows if we found any documents, too, in that house, which may clue us in on some other things that Al-Qaeda's got cooking. So that may turn out to be something. What do you think about that idea? Oh, he left. We lost him. Okay. He dropped off. He dropped off. We'll go to the top of the hour here, and then we'll come back with more of your calls. We've got Brian Catulus coming up. I don't think I got 60 to give him. And we've got Brian Catulus coming up. We'll ask him what he thinks about this and how much difference he thinks this is going to make. You know, it's very, very hard for me to feel sorry for Zarqawi or for any of those people linked with Al-Qaeda, because I do see them as being extremists. And when it comes down to it, I'd rather kill them than have them kill me. But I still don't agree with the war, though. I think the war is wrong, and we shouldn't have gone over there. And if anything, we took our eye off the ball. And we've been over that whole, you know, that we plowed that field so many times.
You know what we were talking about yesterday, about being engaged in it? Maybe this is something that's going to get our attention back on the war and get us back involved in this discussion again.
Yeah, that can also be a positive. This could also lead to the fact this is the first time since yesterday that we've done this much, spent this much time talking about this of single event in Iraq and rekindling the whole debate on it. And that in itself is a good thing.
Yep.
All right. More of Jay and Todd coming up. Brian Catulus coming up next. We'll talk to him. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat. Nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss. Hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
You can schmush a tomato into your nose. You can schmush sand between your toes. You can schmush your tube of toothpaste or schmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can schmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can schmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to schmush by far is when you go and schmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You schmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE. 561-FREE.
60.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setatani.
The fact that he is dead is a significant victory in the battle against terrorism.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld a short time ago on the death of al-Qaeda in Iraq terror leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
He personified the dark, sadistic, and medieval vision of the future of beheadings, suicide bombings, and indiscriminate killings.
Zarqawi and seven other terrorists died when American planes dropped two 500-pound bombs on a hideout north of Baghdad. CBS's Peter Mayer has White House reaction.
President Bush says justice has been delivered to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Now Zarqawi has met his end. And this violent man will never murder again.
The president describes the demise of Zarqawi as a severe blow to al-Qaeda, but Mr. Bush again warns the U.S. still faces tough days ahead in Iraq. The president plans to meet with his national security team at Camp David for 2 days next week to review Iraq's strategy. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Zarqawi planned bombings that took thousands of lives. He personally beheaded Americans Nick Berg and Eugene Armstrong. But Berg's father, Michael, is in no mood to celebrate.
It brings me no joy to see him dead. It would bring me far greater joy to see this conflict in Iraq come to an end.
In Norfolk, Virginia, the USS Cole sailed out within the past hour in its first deployment to the Middle East since the bombing 6 years ago that killed 17 crew members. Commander Bradley Roberson says his crew knows this won't be a pleasure cruise.
We always keep our eyes open, our ears open, pay attention. The crew is well trained. Other ships have been over there. We've been able to talk with them and learn their lessons.
And no one who was on the Cole the day it was attacked in Yemen is still assigned to the ship. Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson is about to sit down before a House committee anxious for information about the loss of personal information on millions of veterans and active duty personnel. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
Officials say so far no soldier or veteran has been defrauded due to the stolen data. But the FBI freely admits it has no idea where the computer files are and no idea whether or not they've fallen into the wrong hands.
On the CBS Health Watch, government approval for a cervical cancer vaccine could be announced as early as today. Merck's Dr. Ben Jensen worked on Gardasil.
This is an amazing vaccine. It's more amazing than we ever thought it would be because it's 100% effective.
In Nashville,
well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
The coal miner's daughter is hurting. Country music legend Loretta Lynn broke her left shoulder in a fall at home the other day. The spokesman says Lynn, who's 71, will have shoulder replacement surgery today. She'll miss 9 concerts this month and next. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is up about 3 points, but NASDAQ is down 13. This is CBS News.
For me, buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly.
Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
Hey, Dad, it's Eva. They say it's better to give than to receive, so on Father's Day, you should give me an A900 by Samsung wireless phone from Radio Shack. It's really slim and sleek, has Bluetooth, and wireless music download capability. Ooh, I can't wait!
Get the A900 by Samsung for only $149.99 after $50 Radio Shack instant rebate and a new two-year subscriber agreement. Don't just get a phone, get a Sprint phone at Radio Shack today. Valid for new customers through 6/17/06 with credit approval. $36 activation and $200 early termination fee apply. Phone and offer not available in all markets. Restrictions apply. See material in store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A wildfire has burned more than 100 acres in southern Colorado.
Yes, five hand crews and one Type 3 helicopter today are continuing line construction with coal trailing with extensive bucket work from the helicopters.
The human-started blaze has grown to 120 acres, forcing the evacuation of four homes there. Those residents have been allowed to return. Governor Owens signs internet safety legislation.
This bill is really at the forefront of efforts across the country. I think this will be a model throughout the country, and I'm very pleased at the progress we've made, and I'm thankful to the legislature and the governor for enacting it into law.
Colorado's Attorney General John Suthers says the bill will allow police to intervene more quickly. The initiative is designed to help keep children safe from online predators. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're looking at an absolute mess of a drive this morning. First, taking a look at 6th Avenue westbounders are jamming up because of a two-car crash right at Lowell. Now, eastbound traffic is also slow back to Sheridan on the approach to this crash. It is still blocking up that right-hand lane. Now, across I-70, westbounders dealing with a crash on the ramp to I-25 with backups all the way to Washington. Two cars here tying up that left-hand lane. And then farther east, you're also dealing with a crash westbound just before Havana with backups to Pena Boulevard. Several cars here pulled off to that right-hand shoulder. C-470 is also suffering as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. We still have a four-car crash tying us up eastbound at University. Slowing your approach as you make your way out of Highlands heading into the Tech Center. Eastbounders are also dealing with another wreck eastbound just before Quebec with backups all the way to Lucent. Today's forecast is calling for a high of about 95 degrees, and currently we're at 75 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway in Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show
with Jay Marvin.
And today, Big Head Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 89, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. Jay Marvin and Big Head Todd for the last day today this week, and then back next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Got some rock.
Great day.
Got some rock and roll stuff to take care of. Yeah. Red Rocks coming up on Saturday night.
I got a couple errands to run.
Got some errands to run, some things to do. And the door is always open to Todd anytime he wants on. All right, let's talk to Brian Katulis, who the door is always open to. He's a director of democracy and public diplomacy on the national security team at the Center for American Progress. His previous experience includes work in the Near East and South Asian Directorate of the National Security Council on the policy planning staff of the Department of State during the Clinton administration. We just had him on the other morning. And thank you, Brian, for doubling around and doing double duty and coming back on again this morning.
Hey, Jay. Good to talk to you, and good to meet you, Todd.
Hi.
All right. How big of a deal is this, the death of Zarqawi? Is this significant? I mean, is this a big deal, or is this just basically a big morale boost?
Well, I think it's a very big deal and a big morale boost, but it certainly doesn't mean the job is done over there. People forget that Zarqawi was actually replaced as the leader of Al-Qaeda in early April. This was announced maybe even earlier. So there's another guy who's really in charge. I mean, we've focused and our media has focused on Zarqawi because of the brutal beheadings and other things. And a guy named Abdullah bin Rashid al-Baghdadi had actually taken over control. So it's a big deal. It's a morale boost for our troops. It's a good day for our country and I think for the Iraqis. But the job is certainly not done. There are a lot of cells out there, terrorist cells. And you know, you see an hour after they announced his killing in Baghdad, there were 20 people killed in a market in downtown Baghdad, not far from there.
Does this get us any closer to getting out?
I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, we've written a plan, co-authored with my colleague Larry Korb, a former Reagan administration official, and we've argued that we should send an end date for our military mission. We've trained more than 250,000 Iraqi security forces, and our young men and women have done their share. They got rid of Saddam Hussein. They helped the Iraqis with this new opportunity, and now helping them get rid of Sarkawi is a good step. They got to really stand on their own, and we have other priorities to take care of. We got to start thinking about what we can do and how we can get our young men and women home.
So your feeling is that something that's possible for us to begin doing and begin to talk about?
Absolutely. I mean, we felt this way for the last 6 months or so based on our research and discussions with folks who are working the issue in Iraq, and then based on my own experience in Iraq in 2003-2004. That we were serving as a crutch for the Iraqis. We've reached the point where, again, more than 250,000 Iraqis have been trained in the security forces by our troops. And the only way for real stability to come to Iraq is for the Iraqis to take care of that themselves. We argue that there's a supporting role that we need to play over the next year, year and a half, 2 years, but setting a date certain for bringing the troops home is a good thing. And the other thing that people are missing from today's news is the prime minister in Iraq is actually appointed the defense minister and interior minister and minister for national security, positions that were left unfilled a couple of weeks ago when they formed this government. And that's another positive step forward, which says, hey, you know, the Iraqis are in place here to actually start taking greater control.
What do you say to those people that say this is no big deal and that somebody else will just come along to replace Zarqawi?
I don't disagree with them. I mean, it's part of what I was saying in terms of Zarqawi was already replaced. and I can send you the news. You know, this is not secret intelligence.
Right.
It was
right
on the front pages. So he's already been replaced, and the nature of these terrorist organizations is even if he wasn't, they would have a plan in place for different cells to move forward. It doesn't take much to actually brutally kill a lot of people if you're operating with invidious intent. And they've already changed. I would argue that there are other leaders out there. And the best way, actually, for us to do that is work in cooperation with the Iraqis and let the Iraqis do this. They have an interest in stabilizing their own country, and we need to provide support in the background. But we need to start moving out of there.
Well, that's an exciting point of view. I embrace that.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, we're not defeatist and retreat and defeat and cut and run. It's just a simple, pragmatic, look, we've got other priorities in the world. We've done our share in Iraq. We've given them a wonderful opportunity. It's coming up on the same amount of time that our troops have spent in Iraq is about the same that it took us to win World War II and defeat Nazi Germany and Japan. And, you know, I just think at the end of the day, there's only so much that we can do. We can't be more Iraqi than the Iraqis themselves, and there's clear evidence that the Iraqis are standing up. And as President Bush has said, as the Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down. And we're of the view that we need to start standing down. Our view is a phased, gradual stand down, you know, nothing precipitous, but there needs to be a clear end date.
But we hear very little about this from the White House.
You may next week. If you saw President Bush's statement this morning in the Rose Garden, he said that he's meeting with the national security team on Monday. They're going to do a video teleconference with the Iraqi leadership on Tuesday. And there's a debate in Congress, actually, teed up for later this month on what to do on Iraq. And I think
is that politically motivated?
Well, of course it is. I mean, look, it's politically motivated, and I think it's motivated by sound policy, too. I think they're finally waking up to the fact that we're actually eroding the strength of our military by sending young men and women out there for their second, third, in some cases, fourth deployments. And I think, yes, politics are coming into play here. We're moving into midterm elections. 2006 coming up really fast, and two-thirds of the American public disapprove of President Bush's policies on Iraq. And essentially, I think he's going to start moving away from his stay-the-course talking point and talking more about what we need to do to help Iraqis transition and take leadership. So I think you may see in the next couple of weeks an announcement of a drawdown of troops. they're certainly not going to go down much below 100,000, maybe 80, 90,000 still out there. But they're going to try to signal to the American public that there is change, that we're not staying the course. And I think that'll help them maybe win back some of their lost support in the conservative base and maybe the independents. But it's not going to really help them unless they make a dramatic shift.
But the insurgency, the homegrown insurgency, is not going to go away.
Right, but, you know, just think about the numbers here. At most, the intelligence estimates of the insurgencies were 10 to 20,000, maybe up to 25,000. We've trained a quarter of a million Iraqi security forces. We're not asking that they defeat the Red Army here. We're asking that they actually root out and bring greater stability to their own country. I have a friend who's serving over there. He's a major in the Army. And I don't know if you saw this incident last month, but there was a big PR effort after the training of some Sunni Iraqi security forces.
And
after the, you know, the big parade for all the TV cameras, it was announced that they were going to be sent 250 miles away from their home to serve in another part of their country, and these guys rioted.
Yeah, because they didn't want to go.
Yeah, my friend John, he sent me an email. He said, man, I'm here, you know, thousands of miles away from home, my wife, my little baby, and, you know, what's in it for me if these guys don't even want to defend their own country? What the hell am I doing here? Which I think that's the attitude of a lot of foot soldiers and other people that are really serving our country honorably. You know, these incidents that have been in the news the last couple of weeks, I think they're awful, but for the most part, you know, when you're over there and you engage with them, when you take these young people out of a small town, they're doing a hell of a job for the most part, but the problem is the failure of leadership on the part of this administration to have a clear strategy and a plan. And hopefully they'll wake up, they'll see these incidents, this progress today, as a sign that, you know, we got to start disengaging and taking care of our own.
Brian, can you tell us what the advantages of setting a hard date for getting out?
There are a couple of different advantages. I mean, first, it will focus the Iraqi political leadership to strike the power-sharing deals that they need to make to stabilize their own country. If you look at the political process over the last year or so, it's been mired in a lack of progress. You know, there have been elections, there have been moments, but the fact that it took them more than 5 months to form this government is in part, and this is based on some of my friends who work in the State Department over there, in part because of the assumption that our commitment is open-ended. And we got to move beyond this infantilization of the Iraqi leadership and stop serving as a crutch or a shackle to them and let them take charge of their own affairs. So that's one good thing. A second good thing in the broader fight against global terrorists, I don't use war on terror, but there really is a threat out there. If you look at Somalia, Afghanistan, I think it's important to send a signal to that broader Muslim world that we have no intention at all of occupying this country. There's a lot of rumor, conspiracy theories, and things like this. Some of it grounded in fact when you look at some of the military bases we have out there, that we intend to occupy and dominate these countries and steal their oil and whatnot. And I think it's important in the broader battle of ideas that people talk about to send that clear signal to say, hey, you know, we're here to help the Iraqis help themselves, but we're not staying indefinitely and we're not seeking to dominate. By setting a hard timeline, you actually send a clear message saying that that's it, you know. First, take care of your own affairs, Iraqis. We're going to continue to support you. And then second, we're not, you know, here to dominate, so that the Zawahiris and Zarqawis, Zarqawi no more, but Zawahiris and Bin Ladens of the world don't use our presence in Iraq as fodder, you know, a rallying cry for attacks against us. So those are the two main reasons.
Yeah, that's an excuse. Brian, thank you so much again for being on this morning. Certainly, appreciate it.
Yeah, great talking to you.
And I hope to have you on again real soon.
Anytime.
Okay, thank you very much. There's Brian Katulis. He's with the Center for American Progress, Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy. And had some good words to say about
a great discussion.
Yeah, had some good words to say about Zarqawi. All right, it's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we can take your calls at 303-713-7600 if you want to get in on this and you want to talk about the death of Zarqawi this morning. There's kind of a dissenting viewpoint by Brian Katulis, who indicates that it is a good day and it is a good thing, and it's a good thing that it's happened. And maybe we will get a drawdown of significant troops out of Iraq. Maybe the Bush administration is finally learning its lesson.
I'm glad to hear that other people are thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, Congress is going to debate it. That's a good sign.
It is a good sign. It is a good sign that we're going to have an open debate on this, because it's way, 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 way past time that we let the Iraqi government know that they've got to, stand on their own two feet and that we can't keep, you know, propping them up. Let's go to Keith in Denver. Keith, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
I just wanted to touch on the fact that everything that Zarqawi basically did in Iraq never really needed to happen, because if we were fighting the terrorism in Afghanistan, that all the freedom fighter terrorists would have migrated there as opposed to Iraq.
Exactly. Well, we took our eye off the ball. You're right about that.
And that, you know, I feel like even with going, with us getting him in Iraq, was it worth the so many soldiers that have lost their lives there just to get him? And I haven't heard anyone even mention bin Laden, that, you know, that it should, he's not even a topic anymore or what, you know?
Yeah, I think those are all valid questions. I don't think it was worth this many lives to get this one man, although, you know, as Brian Katulis points out, it's a small victory, and it's a victory we might as well take.
Yeah, your interview made a lot of good points, and, you know, if Iraq's coming along good, then I think that's great, and that we do need to get our troops out of there, because, you know, it was they shouldn't be there in the first place, in my opinion.
I agree.
They should be in Afghanistan. And
thanks, Keith. I got to cut you off because we got to get some CBS news update. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And we'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. I don't know, you know, if a drawdown of 150,000 troops, I don't think we have enough troops in the country now to control the situation. I don't know. I think that's a political ploy, but you want to debate that, you're all, you know, more than happy to call up and do so. Let's get some news now, an update from CBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Shenevy. The death of Iraq terror leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is being seen as a major victory in the war against terrorism.
The developments of the last 24 hours give us renewed confidence in the final outcome of this struggle, the defeat of terrorism threats, and a more peaceful world for our children and grandchildren.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
He personified the dark, sadistic, and medieval vision of the future of beheadings and suicide bombings and indiscriminate killings, a behavior pattern that has been rejected by the overwhelming majority of the Iraqi people.
Zarqawi and seven others, including top lieutenant Sheikh Abdul Rahman, were taken out in a precision U.S. airstrike last evening. Major General William Caldwell says it was a good day all around.
We then conducted 17 simultaneous raids within Baghdad proper and just on the outskirts, utilizing both Iraqi security forces and coalition forces. And in those 17 raids last night, a tremendous amount of information and intelligence was collected.
What does it really mean to the future of Iraq? Terrorism expert Neil Livingston.
To paraphrase Churchill, this is not the beginning of the end, but it might be the end of the beginning. What we're going to see is a major shift of tactics and targets right now.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Specializing in instant setup canopies, perfect for poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs.
log on to katycanopy.com.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what have you just made?
A birdhouse.
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, there's our program.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Good morning, 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. High today is going to be around 89. And Jay Marvin along with Big Head Todd.
Had Brian Katulis on.
That was
he brought up a lot of fabulous points, I thought, that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, I thought those were great, too. If you want to weigh in on the Zakari killing, 303-713-7600, two open lines are on. Open, and you can get in on this. And is this as earth-shattering as, of course, the right wing will make it out to be today? Does it change the complexity in the picture in Iraq?
They're talking tall, aren't they?
They're talking tall. but, you know, we'll have to see what goes on the ground there. I mean, I'm hoping for the best. And I would love to get into, I've said this before, I'd love to get into like a couple hours discussion about this. And maybe I'll hang on to this until you come back on next Wednesday, and we'll get into this whole thing about doom and gloom on the left. And about this perception that, well, you know, we pray that our troops fail, and we pray that, you know, that things in Iraq go bad, and that we're panicked if things go good, because I don't feel that way at all.
I don't either, and I don't think it does our more important issues. It doesn't help those issues like education and environment and so on.
Yeah.
Because then the opposition just goes, oh, you're just a naysayer, and all you got is negativity. You don't have any solutions. You just want to trash the president. And you're not supporting the troops, but I think we all agree on the key thing.
I mean, I don't think our troops are coming home, but I think, you know, that this is a positive moment. We might as well take it. Let's go to John on I-25. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Todd.
Hi.
Hey, I'm actually calling to for Todd Parkmore. I'm in this situation. I find that, Todd, you guys created a CD, Stratagem, which was based on 6- and 8-syllable mantras.
Yes, sir.
And I think that shows that you have such an enlightened view on philosophy on living life and so forth. And my question is I guess I'm flabbergasted at you're sitting on, you've chosen to sit on a left or right side, doesn't matter which, where you guys talk so much and both sides talk so much, but nothing ever gets solved. And I'm truly amazed that I hear you on a left side talk show just, I mean, I think that you just spoke some beautiful words about the environment and what we shouldn't be trashing just the president, but we should look at everybody.
Yeah, that's sort of what I'm interested in. I'm interested in solving it. Let's talk about how to solve it. Pardon me?
And that's just what I wanted to say and see if you had any comment to that.
Well, I think that your comment is, I would take that to heart as far as your impression of the left or liberalism or progressive or that agenda not offering solutions, and I think that we need to change that. And that's why I'm here. I'm just here to have the discussion and the dialogue. And I want to learn from Jay, and I want to learn from you how we can solve things.
Yeah, he disappeared. And you know what, sir? He hung up, but I would dispute his contention that that we don't have any solutions, because I think we offer a lot of solutions here on a daily basis to problems, and we put people on who do have a lot of solutions, like Brian Katulis and others, who clearly do have plans on how to deal with things such as getting out of Iraq, the environment, the deficit, taxes, and that we're not all about just sitting here complaining about the status quo without having any kind of a solution on how to fix things.
Yeah, I understand the conception, but we got to fight that conception. We got to get rid.
Well, the only way we can fight that conception is by getting on here and doing it every single day and talking about it every single day and making it plain. I mean, a good example is David Sirota's got this great book out, Hostile Takeover by Corporate America, and in every single chapter on every single thing that he talks about, from Social Security to pension to taxes, to all kinds of domestic. Points of view, including unemployment, energy. At the end of each chapter, he has well thought out solutions on how to fix things. The trouble is that in this particular society, I mean, the way things are structured now with the media, if you don't come to AM 760 to get this, and this includes NPR too and PBS, a lot of times we don't get heard. And we're also a minority party, which means that nothing that we come up with, that no agenda that we come up with, can ever get heard on Capitol Hill as long as things stay the way they are. So this is a right-wing talking point that keeps getting trumpeted all the time about how we have no solutions when indeed we have plenty. Let's get a CBS News update. Oh, I thought, why do I keep doing this? I always keep doing this. I always keep wanting to go early.
It gets confusing with all the updates. When something like this happens, it throws a wrench into the sales schedule.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. But don't you agree? I mean, you listened to us long before you ever came on here. I mean, we're always got people on here who have some kind of some kind of a solution to a problem, or always have an answer.
Yeah, and the discussion itself is part of the solution. I mean, whether you're right wing or left wing, we all need to be talking about it, and we all need to be trying to educate ourselves and trying to reach out to other points of view and bridging the gap. And it's not about left-right. It's not about polarizing America, but it's all getting together and figuring out, talking about how to fix it.
That's right. Now we missed the news update. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Oh, heck, don't put it on. Forget it. Blow it off. We missed it.
What we heard it already.
What are they going to do, fire us? Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Amelia? Are we going to get fired for missing the CBS news update?
I don't think so.
Do you think this is the end of our careers?
No.
Todd came in here and over-talked the update and overstepped the post and ruined my career.
Jeez,
so now,
Todd.
So now I'm going to quit radio and I'm going to become, what do they call those guys? What are those guys that go on those tours and carry your equipment around?
A roadie.
I'm going to become a roadie for the Big Head Todd and the Monsters show. Do you think Mary will approve of that, of me being gone like 6 months out of the year?
She can do your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need more feminine perspectives.
I agree.
Well, Amelia, I don't know if she wants to do the show, so I was thinking about handing it over to you.
Sweet. But I want to be a roadie.
We need your feminine perspective.
Oh, okay. I'll stay here.
Do you have roadies?
We have longtime crew people who have really been the backbone of our organization.
So the answer to that is Jay and Amelia, forget it.
Yeah, roadies isn't the right
word.
We're not qualified, and we can't make the list.
What are they called? Big heads? I want to be a big head.
Okay, you can do that.
I was signing up online earlier.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we want to sign up. We're going to sign up online. All right, Amelia, what's the traffic look like?
All right, well, it's slowly improving this morning. Still got a crash across eastbound C-470 at University. Four cars involved here with backups on that approach to I-25. Eastbounders luckily are checking clear now. C-470 just before Quebec had an earlier crash here, but everything is now pulled off to that right-hand shoulder. Now, westbound I-70, we still have an accident working just before Havana. We're backed up all the way to Peña Boulevard. Several cars here on the right-hand shoulder. So mostly it's just curiosity slowing. Now, outside of that, northbound I-25, we have an accident in the median right at Meade, so way up on the north end of town and across 6th Avenue. Westbounders are now checking clear after an earlier two-car accident at Kipling. Everything's now up to the right-hand shoulder here as well. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-90s, but we do have a chance for some...
That's finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
A choice of the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado, like Rocky's Auto. As a matter of fact, I drove Mary's car to work this morning, which she got at Rocky's Auto.
It's a great looking car.
Don't say what it is, though.
Okay, I won't.
Because I don't want Mary to get in trouble.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to bother her. But it is a good car, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Gets good gas mileage, too.
That's very important these days. It's all that matters, almost, unless you got a highfalutin sports car.
Yeah, not me. And you know what, too? I'll tell you something else. It's indestructible, this automobile. And it hauls rear down I-25, too. It does a pretty good job at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I bet it goes good in Utah, too.
Yeah, it does. This car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles. Of powertrain protection. We got that when we bought the car. And, the best testimony I can give about Rockies is the fact that we keep going back and buying cars from them time and time again. Been buying cars from them since 1997. So how many years is that? 6, 7 years?
More than that.
Yeah, that's a lot of cars.
9 years.
That's a lot of cars. They're good folks, too. So, get by and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or drop by and see them in person at 63rd and Federal.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
AM760 and Einstein Brothers Bagels want to give your office a break from the routine. With breakfast for 20 people, go to AM760.net for more information. Break your routine with Einstein Brothers Bagels.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM760, Progressive Talk.
36, 24 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 89. Partly sunny skies and thunderstorms. Good morning, Jay and Todd. This is Todd's last day this week, and then back on next Wednesday when he comes back from town.
From my errands.
From your errands.
Yeah.
When you get back into town, you got to go out of town for a few errands, right?
I got some rock and roll chores to do.
You got some shows, some gigs to play.
I got to relieve people from politics.
Yeah, so you got to non-polarize the audience, yeah. And play some gigs.
Yeah, and then I'll come back here and try to non-polarize them in a different way.
There you go. All right, 303-713-7600. Open phones coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now we're talking about Al Zakari and the Al Zakari killing. I got one line open, at 303-713-7600. And let's get back on the phones. And we go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay and Todd for
hey.
The treat. So, Todd, I have something to tell you. You know Mike and Evan Grace at Grace Design in Boulder?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you bet.
They're big fans of yours, and I'm their aunt. And I, when my dad died about 4 years ago, I was cleaning out his stuff, and in his cassettes was a copy of Sister Sweetie.
Cool.
So my dad, at 86 years old, was a Big Head Todd and the Monsters fan. I thought that was way cool.
Nice. You're never too old.
And that's exactly right. So, Zarqawi, no, I don't think it's going to change much because it sounds to me, number one, that we took out a retiree, and number two, on even on the CBS report, it says, you know, the jury's still out. They haven't absolutely identified the body as Zarqawi, so that's...
Well, they're showing a picture of a guy who looks like him who's dead.
Who's dead? Well, let's hope. Because remember, we went down this road before with Zariri, who they thought they killed in Pakistan, and then it turned out they hadn't.
Right. That's true.
But I don't think so, because especially when we took our eye off bin Laden, those al-Qaeda cells started popping up all over the world, and I think that they were probably well prepared for the possibility of Zarqawi being taken out, and I'm sure they have more than one replacements for him. So... it's a big blow, no doubt about it, and I'm happy that, you know, it does give some morale to the guys that are over there, but I have a feeling that it ain't over.
So, Kat, how are we going to get out? What do you think?
Well, I'm totally in favor of getting out. We'll stand down when they stand up. Well, maybe they'll stand up when we stand down. We have to stand down and get them, you know, realizing that we got to take out some support and get the Iraqis on a road towards doing it themselves. I really am for total withdrawal. I wasn't, I don't know, 2 months ago. I didn't think we could do it. But I think we have to.
It seems like diminishing returns at some point.
It really does. It really does seem like diminishing returns. And, Jay, you mentioned yesterday the figure of how many of the troops that are over there are our reserves.
Right.
You know, our part-timers. My God, that's frightening. That's frightening when I think of what's been done to the American military in terms of the attrition. It's very scary, and I think we have to. I really do think we have to. But here's the good news, guys.
Yeah?
I'm looking at the Longmont Daily Times Call today. Now, this is a very conservative newspaper. And, you know, for months and months and months, we've been thinking, God, where is the news? You know, why aren't we getting enough information in the paper? Why aren't Americans getting mad enough about this war in Iraq? Because they're not getting the information. Well, on page 2 of the Times Call is a nice article about an eyewitness account of the Haditha incident, the revenge incident where the Marines went in to houses and started shooting people. And then right across on page 3 is a large article about the European nations implicated in CIA renditions. And this is an article about the report that 14 European countries colluded with the CIA to cover up the deporting of prisoners to the invisible, what do we call them? The secret prisons.
Right? Yeah, the black holes.
The black holes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That there is a report out that shows that there's some evidence that 14 European countries colluded with the CIA in this project. And so this is on page 3 of the Times Call, and I'm just looking at this going, yay!
Yeah, finally some information is breaking through.
Finally. So keep it going. We'll miss you until Wednesday, Todd. But, Jay, Todd's right. You are the man.
Oh, thank you, Kat. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Love
Goodbye.
You, too. Bye-bye. But you're the bigger star.
Well.
Yes. You're known worldwide.
But we're here to talk about changing America.
Not about how you're a star?
That's right.
And your star-mobile?
I'll use my stardom to change it if I could.
There you go.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I'd like to talk to that big head, Todd. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm loving you being on this show. You're mellowing out that little Jay there a little bit.
Well, thanks for the encouragement.
Jay, I love you guys. Anyway, I got to bring up a fact that all these Republicans love to call up your show, and they did this to Big Ed yesterday, too, and they were talking about how Democrats and Democrats like Air America so negative on Republicans, and we don't offer any solutions to anything. Well, Ed just got done talking most of his show because he was ranting, and I could understand his anger because the lady, I think her name is Busby, the lady that lost.
Francine Busby.
She lost in San Diego. And a guy called up and he says, see, this is just a product of you guys being negative. And that's not true. They spent $5 million being negative on this lady.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They spent $5 million, and they spent $100 million of taxpayer money being negative on Clinton. I have never heard one of these conservatives call you up or call Big Ed up and say, you know, I'm ashamed of the Republicans. They spent $100 million being negative on Clinton. They never got any. They investigated everybody in his cabinet. They investigated he and his wife, and no one was ever convicted of anything. They wasted all this taxpayer money. I never hear Republicans calling up and saying, we've got to stop being so negative, because that's all Bush and his crime family sell.
Well, but you get that occasionally. You'll get disenfranchised Republicans who will call here. But predominantly in the media, we have a bad rap because we've allowed the media to get away with it now for, you know, for 30 years. That we have no ideas, and we have no ideas, and we have no ideas, when we're brimming over with ideas, and what we just need to do is we just need to keep presenting them over and over and over again, and we need to, you know, talk about what positive agenda we have for the country, and that's the only way it's going to get it done, is to just keep trying to talk about it. And when somebody calls up and says, well, you don't, then you can point them to 15 sources that says that we do, and all they got to do is do something that may be a little strenuous for them, but go ahead and go out there and do some mental homework. Kevin, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
I got a break. I got to run. It's coming up on 8:45 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Big Head Todd, and we're hanging in here until 10 o'clock. Open phones coming up here shortly on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Got three lines open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Luckily, this morning's volume is thinning out, but we still have a couple big crashes in this morning's drive. The worst of it lies in the Highlands Ranch commute along C-470 eastbounders. You're still tied up on that approach to I-25 because of a four-car crash working at University. Now, eastbound C-470 at Quebec is now checking clear after an earlier crash here as well. I-70 is still in trouble heading westbound just before Havana with a crash here off to the right-hand shoulder. The problem is that there are several cars involved, and you have lots of curiosity slowing with backups to I-225. Now, the rest of the drive is still jam-packed. Eastbound 270 is thick between I-76 and Vasquez, and southbound I-225 is still jamming up as you make your way south towards the tech center between Yosemite and I-25. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 95 degrees with a chance for showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 75 degrees in Denver.
This June, choose how you want to save at your Jeep dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Jeep vehicles, like the all-new Jeep Commander or the 5-star government crash test-rated Jeep Grand Cherokee. Or choose a huge cash allowance of $3,000. See your Jeep dealer for details.
Randy Rhodes.
Human rights, my ass. We don't care about human beings. We care about corporations. This whole freaking election cycle in 2000 started with a debate about whether or not corporations were people, whether or not they had the right to give campaign contributions, because people can, and corporations are people. When's the last time you went for a mammogram, Amex? You know, when corporations start going for colonoscopies, then they're human.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All in a fresh-baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a spicy Elmo, and hit the office, where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. And your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness. And he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans. 800-720-4833.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
In 1997, Genia Lemonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
All right.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin and Big Head of Todd. Big Head Todd back with more of your calls right after the CBS News update.
A man! Got to get back!
And this violent man will never murder again.
President Bush hailing the U.S. airstrike that killed Iraq al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and seven others. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld called it a significant victory in the war on terror.
Arguably, over the last several years, no single person on this planet has had the blood of more innocent men, women, and children on his hands.
U.S. Ambassador Khalilzad in an interview for tonight's CBS Evening News.
This man was the godfather of sectarian war, ethnic cleansing against Shiites, of terror.
Terror expert Neil Livingston says in the end it may have been Zarqawi himself who tipped off U.S. intelligence as to his whereabouts.
The videotape, according to U.S. intelligence and U.S. military, played a major role in isolating the area that al-Zarqawi was in. And so I think that there's probably going to be less communication, or certainly more careful communication, by bin Laden and Zawahiri now.
CBS News National Security Correspondent David Martin.
Iraqi police went into the demolished building and pulled Zarqawi's body from the wreckage, and he was identified by fingerprints, known scars, and just looking at his face.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Chenevay.
All right. Jay and Todd, more calls. Let's go. And we'll go to Jose in Denver. Jose, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Jose.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I don't believe that the death of Zarqawi is going to make any effect whatsoever in Iraq. In light of the Haditha incident, it was reported that Marines patrol that area once every 2 months or so. And if you look at it, in Iraq, northern Iraq, Baghdad, and Basra are probably the only parts of Iraq that we have some sort of control. And even that, in Baghdad just this last week, some militia set up a checkpoint a few blocks away from the Green Zone and detained 50 Iraqis.
Yeah, so, that's true. So
the situation out there is just horrific, I believe. But my solution to the problem, even though I was strongly against the war from the get-go, and I know logistically this is going to be tough, but I say we throw 600,000 men in there instead of spending $1 billion a week, we spend $10 billion a week. and basically put a foot on the insurgency's neck, hold them down while we prop up the government.
That's a bold idea, Jose.
I mean, to me, that's the only solution. And, you know, things like, I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the speaker you had earlier.
Brian Katulis.
Yeah, when he stated that there are 10 to 20,000 insurgents in Iraq estimated, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's almost an insult to our intelligence to state something like that.
Why is that an insult to our intelligence?
Well, I mean, just based on the fact that we have 130,000 men and we can't control the situation.
Because insurgencies are extremely hard to fight. They're very, very successful in most cases. And the last reported case I know of an insurgency that was fought off successfully was the Philippines. But since then, can you name any other ones that have been?
No. No, that's true.
just think about the Shining Path in Peru, which probably had, you know, 10,000, 15,000 members and was able to, you know, hold the whole country at bay at one point.
But not to the degree that it's being held right now in Iraq. I mean, in Iraq, it seems like it's total disorder and chaos.
Oh, yeah, it was total disorder and chaos. That's why they ended up with, what's his name? And I can't think of his name now. He's in jail for Fujimori. That's why they ended up with Fujimori trying to, declare a dictatorship there in a police state to try to get a hold of things because they couldn't control the Shining Path.
Yeah, but still, I mean, well, be that the case, I still believe that we need to throw more troops in there, even though, like I said, I was against the war. Instead of, you know, like he said, having, you know, downsizing it down to 80,000 men by next year, I mean, that's really not going to solve anything at all.
How about letting the Iraqis handle it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. We need to we need to allow the government to, prop itself up and get itself strong, and then 6 months later, hopefully, we'll bail out, leave the problem, because the problem's not going to be solved even then. And leave the civil war to the Iraqi government.
Well, I like that you're talking about solutions, Jose, and I think it's a great, it's an alternative. I don't know what the answer is, whether it's to get out, but I appreciate that there's other solutions that are being thrown into the mix, so I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Thanks, guys. It's a great show. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jose. I just think we should tell the Iraqis. You gotta do something about it now. We're not sticking around forever.
I think I might agree with you. I've heard people talk about this other idea of putting more troops in to gain more
control.
I'm against that.
And let's send a message to the entire Middle East that we don't have no intentions of occupying the country. That we want to get out.
I tend to agree with your point of view. But I like the idea that somebody else has other ideas that are solution-oriented ideas. Even if they're not right, I think the dialogue's good to have.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze Ruth in here. Ruth, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, the news on Zarqawi is great, but I'm concerned when you're talking about seen as an occupier when we're building this embassy worth billions and billions of dollars. I mean, there's not much discussion about all that money we're spending on the embassy. Well, won't that look as occupying?
Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers me, too.
It seems like it's not getting much news coverage whatsoever.
Well, to me, it's a wrong-headed move. I mean, to me, to build that exorbitant of an embassy, but it doesn't send the right message. I mean, the only message I think we should send, which is what I just said, is we're not sticking around forever. The Iraqis are going to have to get their acts together, and if they can't do it, then tough luck, because we can't stay there forever and a day.
Well,
we're not enablers.
I hope not. I agree with you. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing, but I just wanted to bring that up because we need some of that money to secure our ports, which is kind of also dropped off the radar. We could use some of those billions.
Yeah, well, if this administration would stop with its unreasonable and unwieldy tax cuts and its stupid move to try to kill the estate tax, then you know what? We would have more money to operate with.
Well, I hope so. But keep on giving coverage to the billions. I heard that they just released even more billions for that embassy. I hope it's not true.
Yeah, I hope it's not true, too. Thanks, Ruth.
Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Ruth.
Yeah, I don't think we should be building a huge embassy.
No, it's insane.
No, it sends the wrong message.
It's just payoffs to construction companies.
Yeah, who's getting contracts off this?
Halliburton or whatever.
Kellogg Brown and Root.
Yeah.
A Halliburton subsidiary. While Cheney pockets his huge amount of money for retiring from there as the next CEO.
Yeah, that part of it is it. Aggravation.
You know, the next time I have Congressman Udall on or any other congressperson on, And we're supposed to have Diana DeGett on tomorrow. We're going to talk about stem cell research a little bit with her, but I want to sidetrack her a little bit, and ask her why does this country insist on giving out no-bid contracts?
How does it help our soldiers or our cause in Iraq? How does it help anybody?
How does it help our economy to give out no-bid contracts? How can you do no-bid contracts? Who decides who gets what? And who makes those decisions about procurement? All right, we're going to go on open phones now, so you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines. Anything you want to talk about. Jay and Todd, this is Todd's last day on the show until next Wednesday when he'll be back. He's got some rock and roll business to take care of, including Red Rocks this Saturday night. Tickets still available. We'll see you out there. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save a lot on beautiful, energy-efficient windows for your home by eliminating the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and save 40% with the American Exteriors 40% off sale.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Comcastic Radio.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is... Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big...
A paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's modern engines, an oil change every 3 months or 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. And right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $1.99 per quart. Plus, you can get a sweatshirt featuring characters from the Disney Pixar movie Cars, free by mail, with any case purchase of Valvoline motor oil. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Locals led the U.S. to the target. At the White House this morning, President Bush welcomes Zarqawi's elimination.
The ideology of terror has lost one of its most visible and aggressive leaders.
More from CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad.
It was extremely good news for both the Iraqi government and the U.S. forces, although by no means a guarantee that the violence is going to diminish drastically. But it does mean the man has been eliminated, the head of the foreign fighters here, who was so committed to a civil war in Iraq.
This is Ron Dewey in Detroit, where one local Muslim leader hails the news of Zarqawi's death.
I thought it's about time to get rid of this thug.
Imam Husham al-Husseini thinks the death of Zarqawi was bigger than the terrorist himself.
An individual man cannot create that chaos in Iraq.
He believes those using Zarqawi as a front may have wanted to go a different direction without him.
They just decided to wipe out the Zarqawi from the scene.
Al-Husseini says it's a psychological boost for Iraq's new government, but little more. Ron Dewey, CBS News, Detroit.
In Iraq today... Bombs targeting a busy market and a police patrol killed at least 19 people and wounded 40 others. In Norfolk, Virginia, the USS Cole, hit by a terrorist bomb 6 years ago, is headed out to sea again. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula was on hand.
Tears flowed, the hugs were extra long and tight, handshakes were especially firm as the USS Cole and its crew of 320 pull out of the Norfolk, Virginia Naval Base for its first Middle East mission since it was bombed by terrorists nearly 6 years ago. 17 sailors died in that attack. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Norfolk, Virginia.
The head of Veterans Affairs is on the hot seat in the House this morning. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
VA Secretary Jim Nicholson has just started testifying on the growing scandal and the growing danger involved in the theft of millions of personal records of veterans and active duty forces. The House Government Reform hearing is being chaired by Republican Tom Davis.
So the security on those currently serving the military may have been compromised, and the bond of trust owed to those who served has been broken.
His committee is looking not only at what went wrong at the Veterans Administration, but how safe Americans' private records are elsewhere in the government, including the IRS and Social Security Administration. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The Senate is taking up the estate tax today. Both sides say a test vote's too close to predict. President Bush calls it a death tax. He wants it eliminated. Democrats say that would just make the rich even richer. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is off 43, the NASDAQ down 26 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, the police.
Hi, I need to unlock the doors to my car.
Oh, hey, what's your PIN number?
9740.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Oh, I'm having a really bad day.
I've had one of those days. Don't worry, your day, I'm sure, will get better.
Well, thanks for the signal.
No, this is one of the reasons why I have a Chevy for OnStar.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Yes, I heard it. You got it.
Great.
Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem. Please
come here whenever you need us.
Now I swear by Chevy. It's been amazing.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. An arrest has been made in the rape investigation of a University of Northern Colorado student last month. Greeley police say 24-year-old Ronnie Imperos of Millican has been taken into custody. Investigators believe he assaulted the student on May 12th and had been secretly videotaping women sunbathing at a Greeley apartment complex. Joe Temkowicz of Greeley Police tells us that a lot of work led to that arrest.
We also had a very cooperative victim in this case. She was a brave young lady that was willing to help us out at every turn, was very helpful throughout the investigation.
Police say Pyros had been seen loitering in the workout room and was acting suspiciously before he was arrested. A routine call about a garage fire is now a death investigation after firefighters in Littleton found the body of a 13-year-old girl inside yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, after a very rough drive, we are looking at a great wrap-up this morning. All of our highway crashes are now cleared. We're really only left with two slow spots around the city. It lies southbound 225 right between Yosemite and I-25. We've got speeds down in the single digits, and the same goes for northbound I-25 right between I-225 and Hampton. So pretty typical wrap-up here, even though we had a rough start to today's drive into work. Now, outside of this, we do have construction up in the high country along westbound I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. We're down to a single lane of traffic for tunnel repairs, and you can expect delays throughout the remainder of the day. Today's forecast calls for some storms later on this afternoon, but a warm high.
Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can on Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Claire Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268. Extension 224.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit customersarelistening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit customersarelistening.com. That's customersarelistening.com.
I like that. I got a lot of movies to catch up. You know, like 1984, we were talking about that.
Yeah, I got it. Well, we want to put that one on the big screen.
Yep.
We can even do Heat on the big screen, too.
Jay, I just watched that movie like 2 weeks ago at the bachelor party I was at. And
what, Heat?
Yeah, we watched the whole thing. And it is so, like, the whole, it's pretty boring except for the shoot-em-up scene when they actually rob the bank.
No, it's not boring at all.
It's boring. It's like a love story. And
we're sorry.
Maybe
we're sorry.
Watch
it's
again.
Not. We're sorry. It's not a Steven Seagal kung fu film for you, pal. You know, that's what you get into is Steven Seagal movies.
How long has it been since you've seen it?
Probably about 3 months.
Oh, so you've seen it pretty recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst acting performance ever by Al Pacino.
No, wrong. Wrong. But then again, this guy thinks Widespread Panic's a great band.
I like Widespread. I'm on Turk's side on that one.
I just wanted to land a low blow. So that's why I threw that Widespread Panic.
Have you
Panic
heard a Widespread
there.
Panic song?
Yes, I have. Okay. Many of them. He tries to sneak them in every chance he gets.
Ah.
By the way, he's holding Widespread Panic tickets if anybody wants to go.
Yeah, call the station.
Yeah, get in trouble. Get us in trouble, too. Or try to broker tickets on the air. Oh, jeez. How can you not like Heat, man? What a great film. What a great film.
Like I said, it just seems like the mannerisms and the way Al Pacino, the way he talks. I mean, he normally has that, you know, just the Al Pacino mannerisms, but he just is annoying. He just gets underneath my skin in that whole movie.
Does he do this in the movie? Ooh-wah!
Yeah, he does a lot of that.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. He only does it once to that one guy. He goes, give me all your money! Give me all you got! He yells at that guy.
He's annoying.
You know what? This is what I say to you. Annoy on this, okay, pal?
Boy, the heat
I'm sure
of debate.
I'll get some people to back me up. All the people that call in, it's not like we need to turn this into a topic, but if you've seen the movie Heat, let us know what you think of the Al Pacino job.
Don't call up and agree with Turk. Don't agree with Turk. Turk's a little child. Don't agree with him. Turk doesn't like the movie because it doesn't have any TNA in it. Ashley Judd doesn't get naked enough for him. That's why he doesn't like it. Why don't you just admit it?
That's a Republican strategy.
Yeah, but that's true, though, when it comes to Turk. Turk is like one big giant gland. Ask his wife, Stacy. He can't keep his eyes off other women. He is. You know, listen, you've been in here long enough to know. Am I telling the truth or not? And don't
We're
lie.
We're going to have to change the topic here. Really.
Todd doesn't want to cop up to it. But you know it's true, don't you? What does he spend 90% of his time talking about?
I've heard nothing but upstanding, talk about romance and our relationships, and I haven't seen any inordinate conduct or
in
innuendo.
Politics.
All right, we'll bring Amelia in the half hour and ask her. She knows Turk like the back of her hand. All right, let's go to Brian in Longmont. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Todd. Great show this morning.
Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of talk about the Zarqawi thing, if that isn't too worn out already.
No, go ahead. Do anything you want. It's open phones.
Hey, I don't mean to sound like an apologist for the Bush administration, because personally I think he's the most ridiculous president in my lifetime, and I go back to Ike. So, but I think that this Zarqawi development could be an extremely constructive thing, in that I think that he's a foreigner. I think Tom Friedman in the New York Times said, but here's a man who knows what he's against, and he went around killing people because he knew what he was against. Now that he's removed, maybe some more of the foreigners will leave, and then we can see if these people in Iraq have more interest in building a world for their children than destroying it. And I think that we'll just have to see if the removal of that influence is enough to get these people to sit down and at least live with their differences and build a better world.
I agree with you. I think those are very constructive comments.
I think we can only hope, but I think that the insurgents that are left, that are homegrown, really only want one thing. They just want us to leave.
And I sure can't wait for us to get out of there either, but I'm afraid if we leave prematurely that it could turn into a bloodbath. Well, it already is, but I mean, it could really go into full-scale civil war. And I'm just hoping that Zarqawi has not done too good of a job of fomenting war, that he's already tipped it into that and it's irreversible. I keep hoping that somehow they can see their way out of it. And
civil war is the worst possible outcome of this whole thing. That would be catastrophic.
Yes, it would.
Utter failure if that happens.
It'd be bad. Well, how about this idea? How about the Iraqis standing up and policing themselves?
Well, they have to. If they have to show us that they can stand up against all of the divisive factions before we feel like we can get out. So it's in their best interest to strap it on and make it work so that we can get out. We want out. They want us out. Everybody wants us out. So we need to do what the only thing they can do to get us out, and that is to pull it together and stand themselves up so that we can get out of there.
I hope we can do that.
But they're never going to do that if we know, if we sit there and act open-ended like we're going to be there forever and a day.
Well, those large complexes we're building sure don't seem like we are an interim force, do they?
No, they don't, and I think it sends the wrong message. Brian, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Good luck.
Thanks,
okay.
Brian.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, Todd, man, I went through Morrison a few years back, and there was seemed like hundreds of kids that were just roaming through there begging to get tickets to your concert. You were sold out.
That's a good sign.
Man, you must put on a kick-ass concert.
I hope so. I haven't been able to watch myself, Robert.
But you can hear yourself, though, man. Hey, I want to talk about this Iraq deal, man. You know, the thing I don't understand is, why are we the ones, the only ones, I mean, if terrorism is so bad in the world, which it is, why are we the ones that have to be in there risking our lives, our treasury? Why can't the French, why can't the Germans, why can't all the other countries, man, help us out, you know? It's in their best interest, too.
Well, because they didn't want to go. They didn't think it was right to topple Saddam Hussein's regime, and they didn't believe in the evidence we presented.
And look at Madrid. They got bombed. You know, we can't just keep doing this by ourselves, man. You're talking about education. We got $1 trillion we spent over there. So, Cowley, this is a good deal. 19 more people were killed right after this. You know, I think it's time we go to the United Nations or something and say, hey, man, we aren't going to go this alone and fight your terrorist war for you, to all these other countries, too. You know, we can't afford it anymore. You know, we're 37th in the world in life expectancy and stuff like that, you know? I don't know how you guys feel about it.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think we should have gone to the rest of the world, but this administration didn't want to do it.
Yep.
And I think, you know, when this is said and done, you know, I think that there should be hearings on why we went by ourselves and why we did this. You know, and how was he killed? It was, we got the most powerful, you know, Air Force in the world, you know. We could have just been bombing the heck out of this place. We didn't have to send one person in there, you know. That's my feeling, okay?
All right, pal.
See you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Well, I mean, I think we made a mistake going there. I think we made a mistake going in there.
Absolutely we did, but we need to shift the focus to how to get out.
I think how we get out is we make the Iraqis stand up for themselves. That's how we get out.
I like it. I like the date. There's a lot of things that came out of today's conversation that I hadn't thought about before. And setting a hard date for getting out and the reasons for doing that, I think that's a great thing to talk about.
Tell the Iraqis you got X amount of time to get it together or else.
Yeah, incentivize them to get it together and send a message to the world that we're not into staying forever and building monuments for ourselves.
No, we're not going to. You're right. We're not going to do that. And we're not going to, we're not going to be enablers for the rest of our lives. Let's go to Travis in Aurora. Travis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Hi, good. Travis.
Hey, you were talking about protest songs either yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. But nobody brought up a guy named James McMurtry. He has a song called We Can't Make It Here Anymore.
Oh, that's Laurie McMurtry's son.
Yeah, and the album's called Childish Things. You know, from one classic country fan to another. Yeah. I just figured I'd point you in his direction.
I'm familiar with him. I listen to alternative country every once in a while, which is what he's currently classified as being.
We need to get a list going of all these great suggestions.
But that song is so powerful. The first time I heard it, it moved me to tears, man. It's a great song.
Yeah, he is. He's very, very good. He's very, very talented. There's no question about it. I like his stuff a lot. I really do.
But anyways, that was it. I'll let you guys go and get on to bigger and better things.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Thanks,
Travis.
Yeah, I like some alternative country music.
Especially if it's protest-oriented. That's good.
And I like some of it that's not protest-oriented. Tom Russell, a guy I used to be really good friends with. I'm not friends with too much anymore, but he's got a brand new album out. Russell's music's really, really good. I like anything that's lyric intensive.
Mm-hmm. That's not about trucks and dogs and stuff.
I don't mind that stuff either.
Yeah.
Tom T. Hall, old Dogs, Watermelon Wine. I like all that old stuff. I like truck songs. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around.
Well, that's poetry, though.
Yeah, see, yeah, but I love anything that's lyric-induced, has heavy lyrics in it.
I'm with you. There's a charm about it. If it's real, there's charm, huh?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I mean, is there anybody in the world who's any better than Lefty Frizzell or Hank Williams?
Not in the mind of J. Marvin.
I mean, the way they write, the songs they write, or wrote.
We need to get some on the air.
But I know,
we don't even have them.
We don't even have anything. Or how about Merle Haggard?
The phones are lighting up now.
Swinging Doors? How about Buck Owens? How about the late Buck Owens?
I need to get an education.
I've got a tiger by the tail.
J. Marvin. I need that education. Maybe you ought to have a record party, a record playing.
A music show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the like community FMs or something would let me get on and do a music show?
Yeah.
Maybe KBCO would let me have like J. Marvin classic country night. Or something on Sunday nights.
Maybe at like 2 a.m. on Sunday nights.
Yeah, 2 a.m. on Sunday nights. That's right, where nobody could hear it. Go ahead, Amelia, quickly.
Oh, no, I didn't intend to get on the air right now.
Oh, all right. We thought you had something to say about that.
Oh, I just think you should have a music festival in Boulder out in the sunshine.
Yeah, we should get all these. Yeah, we should go dig Buck Owens back up and get him out of the grave. Okay, listen, we got to get some CBS News update material here, and then. What we'll do is we'll come back with more of your calls. It's open phones here at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin, the pals of the Saddle Club, along with Big Head Todd.
Date, I'm Jim Shenevy. Iraqi and coalition leaders hailing the death of Iraq's top terrorist, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, in a U.S. airstrike last evening, including Britain's Tony Blair.
The death of al-Zarqawi is a strike against al-Qaeda in Iraq, and therefore a strike against al-Qaeda everywhere.
The Pentagon says U.S. and Iraqi intelligence found Zarqawi by first finding his spiritual leader and top lieutenant, Sheikh Abdul Rahman, then waiting until Rahman led them to al-Qaeda's top man in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Given the nature of the terrorist networks, really a network of networks, the death of Zarqawi, while enormously important, will not mean the end of all violence in that country.
And U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad agrees there's much more to be done.
The biggest problem Iraq faces now is the sectarian divide. So this could be a moment of opportunity for Iraqi leaders to pull together and to unite the country and to face the remnants of al-Qaeda as one people.
Terror expert Michael Scheuer says Iraq will continue to be a violent place.
This is very good news for Jordan. It's very good news for America. But in terms of the...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
And Progressive, Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Lefty.
Always lefty.
How about this, Todd?
I'm starting to see the light.
Man, I love Lefty Brazil.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Late with your kisses.
Isn't that great?
I'm starting to lose it. I'm starting to tear up.
Why do you want to do me this way?
It is great.
How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late? Always late.
Listen to this phrasing, man. And how many guys stole
with
his
your
phrasing?
Kisses.
We're talking.
Why, oh, why do
we're
you
talking
want
Merle Haggard.
To do me this way?
We're talking Dwight Yoakam. We're talking John Anderson. We're talking Wynn Stewart. We're talking tons of guys that stole this guy's phrasing.
Made a lot of money off it, too.
I mean, Lefty was the best, man. William Orville Brazel.
I must say I'm very impressed, Jay.
To me, this is soul music.
Yeah, it is soul music. No doubt about it. Yeah, it's great.
It's simple, too, isn't it?
It's real. It is soul music, absolutely.
Isn't that great?
Yep. Reminds me of Howlin' Wolf, kind of.
Well, yeah, it's white man's blues.
Yep.
Great. Thank you, John. Thank you for a healthy dose of that.
Oh, kind of clears the mind, doesn't it?
I mean, do you dig it? Do you like it?
I love it.
I got a whole box. It's on vinyl, though, but I got a whole box set of everything he's ever recorded. Lefty Frizzell.
We got to have a record party.
Yeah, we do. The station ought to let us come on here some Sunday night or something, or some Saturday night or something, bump the regular programming and let us just bring in all everything we want to play.
We'll have to put the pressures on.
Yeah, don't you think?
I agree.
Or what the hell, why don't we just do it some Friday morning instead of discussing the issues?
I think it's a great call.
We can just do whatever we want to do. Kind of like that thing that Bob Dylan's got going.
I want to check that out. He's got us on XM, is that
Yeah, on a satellite radio. He's got that thing where he plays different, he has different theme.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it's outstanding.
I was listening to some Dylan the other day. Bootleg series.
Did it crack you up?
Volume 1.
Did it tear you up?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Dylan's the man.
Yeah, he is the man. He's an American treasure.
Songwriting is the greatest gift you can ever have.
I don't know if it's the greatest gift. It's a significant gift, for sure.
What's greater than that?
Rhetoric, philosophy, debate, dialogue.
That's better than songwriting?
It's not better than songwriting, but it's in the running with songwriting for yielding fruits for humanity, I think.
Wow.
Sometimes it's just got to be said in plain English.
Yeah, but somebody who can sit down, though, and write something and write a turn of a phrase that normally, you know, the rest of us can't do. Take something and make it into a line, and it's so descriptive.
It's majestic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not everybody has that gift, obviously.
And humanity.
You got it. You can do it.
I have a good gig as a songwriter.
You can do it.
I kid you not.
Right?
I've had a lot of rewards from being a songwriter.
Okay.
And I'll continue to do so. And maybe someday I'll be as good as Lefty Frizzell.
Well, you're as good as Lefty Frizzell in your own right.
That piano and that little...
That honky-tonk piano thing in the background there?
That's sweet.
Yeah, but all country music, though, that was cut on Columbia, a lot of it used to sound that way. A lot of that old honky-tonk beer-drinking stuff.
I know, we lost it.
That you would hear in... You know, you go into taverns and stuff and put a quarter in the juke or a nickel in the jukebox and just, you know, 78 and the thing would play.
Yeah, now it's just like three Nashville guys playing on all the same records.
Yeah, Nashville has become boring. No offense to my friends at Willie FM.
Excuse me.
Yeah. But it is. I can't. Well, there's still some guys out there that are still doing it, like Dwight Yoakam and John Anderson.
Dwight's great. I love Dwight. I think
Steve Earle.
Steve Earle's very good.
I like Steve Earle a lot.
He's been in trouble with the law.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. But there's not that mythology behind it anymore like there used to be.
No, there's not.
With all those characters. I mean, Waylon's gone. It's, you know, what a drag. I pine for the old days. What can I say?
Well, let's make them happen again.
Well, I don't know that we can with
modern... It's not over for lore.
I don't know. I don't know if we can with modern technology. All right, it's 9:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And, Amelia, are you there?
I'm here.
This is all music you don't even remember.
No.
You weren't even born when this stuff was out.
You know, I listened to a little bit of it, though.
Does Frizzell sound crazy to you? Does that stuff sound too old?
I don't know what that is.
Lefty Frizzell? We were playing Lefty Frizzell?
You know, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Well.
Is it the last song that you had on?
Yeah.
The guitar? Yeah, that was cool. But I listened to Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam was on my iPod.
You like Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's see, there's hope for you yet.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, what's your favorite group?
My favorite group.
Your favorite singer? Favorite group?
Oh, it's tough.
Todd excluded.
Todd excluded, yeah. I like the Chili Peppers a lot.
I like the Chili Peppers, too. My wife likes them.
They're awesome. Their new CD is just phenomenal.
I've listened to it. It's great.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very good.
It's like 24 songs or something, and it's... The whole time, I'm like, I've never heard anything like this before.
Yeah, they
and they are very lyric intensive.
They continue to be impress me. They're very productive, very creative.
Absolutely.
Hmm. I don't know if I have a favorite that's current.
Well, that's what you got us for. We're gonna get you current, Jay.
Yeah, you gotta get me current. Because right now, all I'm on to is the Dixie Chicks.
But Jay, remember, I'm your connection to pop culture, so I should start bringing in things that relate to current. You know.
I guess so.
Cultural events.
I guess you should.
Hey, but wait. I got to stick up for Turk here for a minute.
Yeah?
You were trashing him earlier.
Over heat.
Yeah. But in relation to the comments about women.
Yeah?
Turk is very respectful. In fact, I enjoy his company very much, and I would never hang out with a man who disrespects women like that.
He just talks to you differently than he does the rest of us.
Well, then he must be hiding it pretty well.
Now he's all upset.
I'm a perfect gentleman.
He's a perfect gentleman.
I've never heard him say anything disrespectful about women.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Mr. Marvin?
Boy, Todd's looking at me.
Oh, that's a slugfest in here.
Oh, I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. Amelia, what's the traffic look like?
All right, guys. Well, fortunately, everything is wrapped up across this drive. Southbound 225, we got a little bit of leftover traffic right between Yosemite and I-25. Do you want to finish this one, Jay?
I'm sorry.
All right, northbound 25 is just a bit thick left over right between 225 and Hampton, but outside of that, we're back to normal. If you are headed up into Summit County, though, keep in mind that one lane of westbound 70 is shut down for tunnel repairs at the Eisenhower Tunnel, and those delays should last throughout the remainder of the day. Today's forecast, we will see some showers later on this afternoon, but we
get the good stuff. Want to protect your engine from extreme situations like, say, really high gas prices? Get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil. It can make a difference in improving your gas mileage and extending the life of your engine. And now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $4.99 a quart at your nearest Napa Auto Parts store. Hey, protecting your engine and your wallet has never been easier. Prices not include state and local taxes and recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff.
Dad, are you okay? I've never seen a national monument topple over on someone before.
I'm fine. Thinking about that great little beach near the hotel got me through it.
You've just witnessed Hotels.com euphoria. That overwhelming feeling of joy you get from realizing you booked the perfect hotel just right for you. Thanks to the experts at Hotels.com.
You had to use the stairs to go up the St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to soak in that phenomenal hot tub at the hotel afterwards.
That's Hotels.com euphoria. With over 25,000 properties and easy-to-use online tools like virtual tours and customer reviews, Hotels.com makes it easy for you to get a great deal on the places you want to stay. Experience Hotels.com euphoria for yourself. Go to Hotels.com or call the experts at 1-800-3-HOTELS now to see this week's hot deals.
Hotels.com invites you to check out HGTV's Wedding Design on a Dime and find out how to turn $8,000 into the wedding of your dreams. Saturday night at 10 on HGTV.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program. RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles and Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Comcastic Radio!
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big,
a paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Bush is dumb. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, well, here we go.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, you like this song?
I love it.
Me too. Thirty-six minutes past the hour. High today, 89. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd. Last Todd show for this week. Back again next Wednesday.
Can't wait.
All right, should we take some calls?
Absolutely.
Because there have been some people hanging on. Let's go to Paul in Wheat Ridge. Paul, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Todd, I had a band called Hanging Tree a few years ago. Mary, one of the gals that used to work with you when you first started, worked with us.
Sure, I like your band, Paul.
I appreciate it. Great to hear your voice. Let me get right to it. The problem with the Republicans complaining that the Democrats don't have a game plan is the fact you look at chaos and order, right? Democrats represent everybody. That's chaotic. How can you label something and say, you know, we're all one thing when the Republicans say, if you wear a tie and you go to church and you have the same faith, then we're all the same thing. So, you know, the Democrats can't say that because we represent everybody.
Yeah, we have a lot more diversity than the Republicans.
Well, we're very much into a constituency, you know, politics, but, you know, we do have ideas. I mean, there are, you know, three or four different plans on how to get out of Iraq out there. It's
absolutely
just that it just doesn't get heard.
There's no question that we've got ideas and plans about it, but, you know, it takes a real inner self-confidence to allow someone to disagree with you and actually fight for their right to disagree with you. And also, I saw Merle Haggard and Bob Dylan last year at the Fillmore.
Oh.
Merle Haggard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Merle Haggard was so much better. Dylan, genius, but performance-wise, not so much.
Hag can get on it, can he?
Oh, man. It was awesome.
Mighty Merle. He is the best, man. I love him. I've got all his stuff.
It was awesome.
Did he have his full band with him in the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. And they were true gentlemen.
Yeah, the Strangers.
Yeah, and those guys, man, they were in the pocket from the first note to the end. Just perfect.
You know, there's one other thing that I'd like to mention about this Republican-Democrat thing is it seems like the Republicans are very skilled at finding the one-word buzzword.
They know how to sell, brand themselves.
Exactly, and that's something that other viewpoints need to get better at doing, I think.
Absolutely.
You know?
But that's the problem is when you try to say, you know, everyone fits into this mold because that's what we can agree on, and I can count on you if you're, you know, agreeing, and, you know, people say, I like Bush because he's a Christian, but then they don't realize that he says that and turns around, and it's like a blank check. Faith is a blank check in the hands of someone who could use it maliciously.
All right, so maybe we should start calling ourselves the party of solutions, not problems.
Hallelujah. I think that's a great move.
Excellent.
All right, Paul, good to hear your voice, man. Call again.
Kick ass, fellas.
Okay, you got
Thanks,
it.
Paul.
All right, let's go to Justin in Boulder. Justin, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Jay, first of all, thanks for being here every day, and thanks for doing what you do. And Todd,
you got
this
it.
Is so much fun. It's a great time listening to you. And by the way, the scene in Heat where they rob the bank is probably top five action scenes of all time, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay, Todd, I have a question about music downloads. If you're using iTunes or something, are artists getting a cut of that now? And secondly, are those portrayed on the Billboard charts? Like, if you buy an album, is that on the Billboard charts?
Yeah, you know, iTunes has two different sections. There's a podcasting section, which is free, and a lot of groups have free music available on the podcasting section. And then there's the part where you can buy music for 99 cents a song or whatever. The part that you purchase music, theoretically, the artist will get a cut. That cut goes from iTunes to the label or, in an ideal situation, to the artist. The music that I have on there, out of the 99 cents that you pay for your version of the song, I think I'd get 8 cents, something like that.
Mm.
So it's a very small cut.
Okay.
But it's something. And
at your website, you've got free music.
Yeah, we love the idea of free music and free downloads and free culture in general, and I'm a big fan of peer-to-peer and all that sort of stuff, so I tell our fans, go for it. What was the other part of your question, Justin?
Oh, I purchased the Dixie Chicks album recently on iTunes, and I was just wondering if that helps out the, you know, you hear about 500,000 albums sold, and they're on top 20 Billboard charts and all that stuff. Does that go towards that, or
does it?
It does.
Yeah, it does. It is counted in the overall sales of their music, and I think that they've separated it out now in terms of online sales, digital sales. And albums, it's not going to count towards the sale of an album, but it will show up in their online sales, and those are important numbers. So you are supporting the Dixie Chicks, and we appreciate you for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, Justin. See ya.
That's a good work.
And the Dixie Chicks CD is great.
You know, I still need to check it out.
Oh, man. I listen to it almost every day when I listen to music.
I got to buy it.
I mean, lately I haven't been listening to too much music, but when I had it on Sunday, I was listening to it.
Is it inspiring to you?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. It's good music.
It's doing really well. I think it opened out at number one.
Good for them.
Country charts, and yeah, that's fantastic.
They deserve it. All right, let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I want to tell you, I love you, man. I love you, but you're kind of showing your, can I say this app on the radio this morning?
Can you say what on the radio? Don't say it again. Go ahead.
Okay. but you kind of, Al Pacino has so many better performances other than he. I have to say, I have to agree with Turk. Okay.
All right, well, you and I disagree.
and I think dealing with people all day long, I've noticed that I've listened to your show from day one. I used to listen to Edie Goldstein when she was around. I've listened to you. I think you're great. I think you and Ed Schultz are shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, well, thank you.
Anyway, just with that, I think Todd and his selection of music, musicians appreciate all music because they respect what it takes to create the music. I like it all. I can listen to classical, jazz, blues, and I think it's all good. And that kind of represents the Democratic Party. We respect other people's views, and the Republicans want to thwart that. They want to say, if you don't agree with us, you're bad. And that's how they're labeling us, quote unquote, liberals. And I think the difference in the personality and the people, we have to find a way to reach those people, though. We have to find a way, because if we don't find a way, we're no better than they are in the end.
Yeah, I like what you're saying about that. We need to reach out to everybody. We need to try to include everybody.
But in reaching out to everybody and not having as much cohesiveness, do we lose our identity, or do we not have any identity to put forward?
Well, we can forge alliances about the things we agree on.
That's what I was going to say. We do stand for things, Jay, and I agree with you. The Republicans label us as not standing for anything. We do. And our leadership has to be better. I've always said this on your show. Our leadership has to be better at representing this. They are not doing a good job right now of representing the leadership, and they got to bring it forward. And don't worry about the polls, and don't worry about, you know, just be, you know, what your parents always tell you. If you want somebody to like you, just be yourself. Don't worry about all the
stuff. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with what you're saying there.
And I just think related to music, I think you know, us Democrats, we just have to find a way to reach the other side. Sure, we're going to get our hand bit off every now and then, or a lot. But you know, we'll never reach people like Ann Coulter, which is the scourge of the earth. I watched her on TV last night.
She's a closet Democrat.
She was appalling.
She is appalling. She is appalling. You know what the thing, though, is? You know what? Let me end the conversation by saying this. We've got to stop letting them get away with their rhetoric.
Yes. Labeling.
Yeah, we got to stop them from like getting away. When they say we don't have any ideas, we need to give them five.
But it's our leadership that has to step up.
Well, I think they're trying to do that, though.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I think they're trying to do it. I think Howard Dean's doing an excellent job running the DNC.
I think he's doing a wonderful job. I hope he continues to keep going. And you guys, you're doing a great job. So
appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. 9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Jay Marvin. And Todd Parkmore, Big Head Todd, in concert, Red Rocks, Saturday night, June 10th.
It's fun to talk about music, isn't it?
Yep. Tickets available. We'll see you out there. And Todd will be back on the show next Wednesday, but we have time to get a...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
UniversityCollege.du.edu. That's UniversityCollege.du.edu.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune in to Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Perfect for poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
9:49. It's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And, of course, Rockies believes in drinking and driving responsibly. And they also believe in giving you a great deal. Up to $1,500 back on their matching down incentive. You put down $1,500, they'll give you $1,500, and you've got $3,000 put down on your next purchase. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. In fact, I drove a car that Mary bought at Rockies. I drove to work this morning.
They got a couple Corvettes, too.
Yeah, they got a couple of Corvettes out there, too. Are we interested in going out there and test driving some Corvettes?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Trouble. Oh, we might get in big trouble. But they got some nice ones out there. They got a yellow one out there that's nice and a red one. You know, burning fossil fuels is a drag. There's no question about it. And someday, hopefully, we'll arrive at a point where we don't burn fossil fuels. But right now, we do. And if you're looking to buy a car, the best place to get a car is Rockies. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles. Of powertrain protection. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Even you went out there, didn't you, Todd?
A couple times I have, yes.
Yeah, check out the inventory.
It's a marvelous selection they have.
Yeah, they do, over 500 vehicles on the lot. So get on out there and see them. They're at 63rd and Federal. That's Rockies Autos. Great folks to do business with.
The Denver Center Theater Company proudly presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebration. A hit across the country, critics call Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or order online at denvercenter.org.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get past the people, get past the hitman!
Yeah, there you go. Big Ed Todd music, huh? You like James?
Oh, man. Getting on the good foot.
I saw James Brown the night that Porter Wagoner brought him to the Grand Ole Opry.
I got a great James Brown story for you.
Okay, good. Give it to us.
When I was 16 years old, James Brown came to town.
Yeah.
And I rode my bicycle. He was playing at a place called the Casino Cabaret. It's in Five Points in downtown Denver. And at that time, it was a little bit of a dicier neighborhood. And I rode down there, and I remember vividly seeing cops standing on top of the buildings, on the tops of
right.
buildings with guns to keep order in the
yeah.
street. And I knocked on the door to buy tickets, this little 16-year-old scrawny kid. I wanted to get tickets for James Brown. No one would sell them to me.
Oh, man.
No one would sell them to me.
Did you ever get in?
Nope, I didn't get in. So they probably saved my life, but that's my James Brown story.
Did you stand outside and listen to the music?
I didn't have the nerve to hang around there.
You took off.
In those days, I took off.
I love James Brown.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
He's had some difficulties.
He has.
So we hope that he can get his stuff together.
Yeah, but we really
best mugshot of all time, James Brown's mugshot.
Yeah, it's all over the net.
Yep, smokinggun.com, James Brown's mugshot. But we love Brother James. Brother James and the Fabulous Flames.
That's right.
Right?
The ninth wonder of the world.
Used to make them all stand up every day, and he'd inspect the way they were dressed, and he'd fine them if they didn't have their shoes shined or their ties tied. Are their acts together?
Yeah, he was tough. He's had some tough issues with treating people with equality.
Where he would get out there on the stage and act like he was going to faint, and that guy would come out with a cape. And then he'd come back again and do it one more time?
No, it's show business, man. Old school with a K.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, that's
great. I do love it. Let's go to Amy in Longmont. Amy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on that caller earlier that had said that he thought Todd was enlightened and he was surprised that he's choosing sides. Basically, what I think it would reflect, I don't know, Todd, I don't even know your music that well, but...
Well, you need to get to know it.
But, you know, whenever you observe your world going way out of whack and way out of balance, I think that's the time that you have to kind of choose a side. I mean, it's not so much to say red, blue, he said, she said, and be really argumentative, but to say, hey, this side isn't being heard. You know, let's get on the side that needs a little bit more voice in this supposed democracy of ours and, you know, get with it. Get busy. Do something about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And in addition, I don't think it's so much about sides as it is about issues.
Right.
You know, like education to me is the number one issue.
Right.
Why aren't And our discussion about it is so superficial. This is not a side issue. It's something that we all have to get behind to give every kid the Porsche of education, not just the Cadillac of education. And it's things like that that I think, you know, that's why we got to get on the microphone.
Right.
And start talking about it.
Well, and I think, you know, being patriotic is doing that. It doesn't have to be taking a microphone, but, you know, putting your opinion out there, putting what you think is right out there, what you think is ethical and moral, it's a duty, you know, as if you want to get patriotic about it as an American, that's what I think we have to do right now.
It's all of our duty.
Yeah.
You're right.
In whatever way you're good at, do it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on your side, Amy. We think you got the idea. When things are out of whack, you got to speak up.
Yeah, and Jay, cut out the brainstem stuff. I know you've been a lot better.
I don't do that anymore.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, anytime somebody, you know, does an insult or something like that, it leaches credibility.
Yeah, but I haven't done it in a long time.
I don't think
I've said it in the whole year I've been here.
But for a while there, I almost didn't listen because of that. So I just appreciate that you're coming back to just, and I know some people irritate you and you are on the spot for whatever, 3 plus 4 hours, so you can't be perfect 100% of the time. But, you know, I do like us to be able to say, look at progressive radio. It is different. You know, it really does have an idea marketplace instead of a shout fest or instead of an insult fest or instead of a, you know, non-credible discussion.
Well, I try to do the best I possibly can.
I know you do, and you're human too, so I still listen to you.
Well, I love you too.
Okay, take care.
Now go out and get some Big Head Todd music.
Thanks for your encouragement, Amy.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye.
We got time to squeeze one more in? I think we do. Let's go to Christine in Golden. Christine, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jay. I'll make it quick. I know we're nearing the end, but in terms of your style, you're much superior to even the national liberal host. I really like the way you do your show.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay, now, I'll try to make this quick. 2 points regarding Bush and also representative government. Personally, I believe Bush is a supreme egotist, and he is marching straight to defeat. I just don't want to see him take America down with him, which is what he's doing. In my opinion, Bush and his gang couldn't do a better job of destroying America and our Constitution, and if that was their intention, I believe we should have immediate withdrawal from Iraq. I believe that this is an unpatriotic government. It is a corrupt government, and it's based on corporate tyranny. In terms of the hope for representative government, one of the other people we're talking about, I also see very little hope there, both in Democrats and Republicans. Certainly Democrats are better, but I'm seeing the lobbyist control. I'm seeing the corporate tyranny. And I'm seeing all the waste. War is profitable for this country, for the Pentagon. And I don't think that it is about to stop, regardless of who's in power. I certainly think it would be better if the Democrats were, but I think we're going down, and I think it's going to get far worse
well,
in our country.
We have to change the Democratic Party, and
we
I think
do.
We're in the process of trying to do that, and we're going to do it through various methods. We're going to do it through small-time contributors. We're going to do it through better leadership. We're going to do it through
we need
getting
leaders.
great candidates
exactly.
out there like Angie Piccioni and Bill Winters. I mean, we got good people out there running this time around. So
we do have a number of them, but I just look at it, and I want to see leaders of integrity. I want to see people who aren't going to go in for that lobbyist money. I want to see people who have strength and courage and boldness. And there's a few on the scene, but they still seem few and far between.
But they're growing all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and that is our only hope in everyone being involved. As of right now, though, I really am concerned about what's going to happen in the next 2 years to our country.
Well, yeah,
I think we're a lot less safe, Jay, than we were before this, quote, war on terrorism. You can't have a war on terror. You have to have a war on a nation, and this is just an excuse.
Yeah, I would agree.
I got nothing to do with 9/11.
All right, we agree 100%. Thank you. We're out of time. We love you, and thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Todd, thank you, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, good time on the road. See you Saturday night at Red Rocks.
And then we'll see you on Wednesday again.
And then back on Wednesday.
All right,
the Todd and Jay Show. All right, get it off on the good foot, folks.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real...